Additional promotion for this week's episode of the All Range Mode podcast is brought to you by The Game MD, celebrating March Madness sale on now through March 31st. Buy any pre-owned game and get a second 25% off. That's equal or lesser value. This is all month long. The Game MD is on 5452 Tecumseh Road East in Windsor, Ontario.
Mortal Kombat on Sega Genesis is the best video game ever.
I disagree. It's a very good game, but I think Donkey Kong is the best game ever.
Donkey Kong sucks.
You know something? You suck.
Always vote.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 9. We're going to do a Top Games Battle Royale today. Yeah, we're going to have some fun. We got a special guest, TJ, with us.
Enjoy it.
Hello.
Let's start the show. Kazow! Hey, what's going on? My name's Joe. To my right, I have Doug.
Hey.
Doug's right, we have Dan.
What's up?
Dan's right, we have Chad.
Hello, everybody!
Chad's right, we've got special guest TJ.
Hello again.
TJ.
TJ, you might remember from the Top 5 Weapons episode.
You might remember TJ from the TJ special.
You're gonna bitch if I make sound with
no,
it.
No, I thought you were like putting it close to the edge on purpose, like as a joke. Like, oh, I'll just set that right there. Just to piss Dan off.
Look at Dan, living in the past here. Dan's got his list written on a
piece of paper. Now this was on our billboard at work. Health so we got safety at work. It's pretty important. Probably I took it.
So today's show is going to be sort of in like three acts. Essentially, we're going to let you guys all know our favorite games, and then we're going to talk about some listener submissions, just general chat about our lists here. And then we'll go into the Battle Royale. It'll be the same as last time, but we did have some problems last time.
The mic unplugged.
Yeah, we had we had technical issues. But, you know, we think we got it all figured out. We're actually on location at Dan's house, Dan's apartment.
It's the fucking...
There's some nice stuff in
there. Yeah, it's quite the shrine to video games.
It's a game room.
Yeah, it is the best game room I've been in a while.
It's come a long way since that first day that we were here.
Yeah,
so the microphone's sitting on a Wii U box.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Deluxe set, 32 gigabytes.
Not to honor the Nintendo, just inside. Because there's game boxes all over the place.
Yeah.
There actually is.
So,
this is the best thing that the Wii U has done for me so far, is hold this mic up.
Yeah.
Holds it straight.
Yeah.
Holds it nice.
What am I going to say here?
Holds it nice.
Holds it nice.
Holds it nice.
So I played some good games.
Yeah, what do you guys been up to?
Are we talking about it?
Well, we can, before we get into the thick of it.
I want to hear your review, Joe, on on Runner 2.
Oh, yeah.
You played it quite enough.
Quite a bit. 29th among all Wii U users. 29. I think there's like 9,000.
That's pretty damn neat.
That's quite, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, that game is built for me. Like, just the music and the timing and, like, how it's, like, it's just a tight platformer. As far as review, it was over pretty quick. I'm excited for everyone to kind of come over and for it to be a pick-up-and-play game.
Yeah.
Much like, you know, Meat Boy.
The Meat Boy drinking game.
Yeah. The songs are less... There's less presence because the first one was so great. You know, like, I really like the art style of the first one a lot better. They tried to fancy it up with 3D graphics, things like that, and it just felt more shallow, I guess, to me. So the presentation is not as good as the first one, I think. The songs are very similar to the first game, which is also kind of a letdown. There are more instruments, I know, and you have to play it on hard. The songs are best on hard. Because, you know, each piece moving, like if there was phrases like beats per minute or whatever, there's more beats when you're playing on hard because every item or every object that you jump over, collect, duck down, kick, is a note, right? Yeah. So the songs are best on hard. And it's really fun, a little bit easy. I mean, I struggled. I didn't get all the gold in the first one, but I was able to get all the gold in this one fairly easily and playing it on hard. Yeah, like I said,
maybe you're just better.
You're a bitrip beast, though.
Yeah, you're a bitrip fucking beast, dude.
It's so much fun. I love playing it. Like, It's funny too because you notice I was playing with the sound off sometimes. You're like, how the fuck
are you doing? You're not even doing that. You need the sound.
Yeah, well, it's like I'm trained to play that game, like doing nothing but gaming, playing drums, like
yeah.
just music stuff, like my whole life. So it's just it's not as much of a treasure as the first one. It gets a 4 because I understand that it will alienate people who aren't ready for it, and you'll jump in, and if you can't,
it is difficult. It's difficult to. Yeah. Well, it's tough people that haven't played it.
But it is probably still builds you up like they did in the first one, right? Like the first level is super
yeah.
easy.
Yeah, there's like a difficulty system, right? Like
yes,
you hard can choose easy, hard, or
easy, medium, hard.
That's
right?
different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the beauty of the hard is it works. You have to work just hard enough to be on the edge of your seat. Like sometimes it does get frustrating, like, oh my god, what, why the hell are they putting those two objects together? It's too difficult, like, or it's annoying, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't give you any time to relax. And there's a new mechanic where if you hit right trigger, he dances for a little bit, and if you're in the middle of a dance, it only lasts like a split second. But he just does this like weird thing, like shakes his hands at the screen or something like that, like does a little jig.
Yeah.
Ha! And if you're doing that, you can't duck, kick, you can't do anything. So if you have to find moments where it's like, oh, I have enough time, and do a little dance.
Yeah.
And that further, like, once you start kicking that in, like, every time you see a split second of free time, you hit that dance button, you get 2,000 more points, and, like, that's how you up your...
yeah.
Your,
imagine that gets dangerous, though. You get 2,000 more points, dance, and it's the end of
it. I was playing... So at the end... I'll wrap it up. At the end of every level, there's this target system. Like, a big, giant target will come up, and you jump into a cannon.
Yep.
And then you have to shoot Commander Video into the target. And if you get in the middle, you get Perfect Plus. Perfect Plus is, you know, you got every gold, you mastered the level, and you got it, and you bullseye the target.
Oh, yeah.
So I Perfect Plused every single level, including the bosses.
That's an achievement. There's 100 levels. On Xbox.
It would be an achievement if I had an Xbox, yeah, which is kind of a letdown.
400 points then?
What? It's huge. It's
XBL
like the
a lot.
It's the thing
games,
that you can
no,
do.
No, I'm saying XBL games have... They have 400 points now, not 200 points. Yeah, there's a lot more achievements than 200.
Cool.
It's probably 400, yeah.
So I was replaying the final boss to get the Perfect Plus, and it took me a little while. It was kind of annoying because I kept dancing on accident. Like, oh, it's a split second, not realizing, like, this is a much harder level. Don't fuck around
I've been
dancing.
Doing that, too.
And instead of kicking, I would hit right trigger for dance. Just,
you bought it on Xbox? Yeah.
I saw it said you're playing Runner 2, and I was like, is that Pit Trip?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was wondering why you didn't have it.
I didn't know it was on Xbox.
Oh my god!
I just assumed based on seeing that in your.
Do you play anything, Doug?
No, I haven't been playing any games this week. That's the short answer.
It kind of runs.
That's the truth.
Back to Bit Trip just for a second on Xbox. I don't know about Wii U, but it takes forever to load on Xbox. Like in between, if you go to restart, it's not like Meat Boy where it's just instant.
It has to be for a game like that where there's. Trial and error.
Yeah, trial and error.
If
and
you do
it,
not
you
have
restart,
instant restart, then it defeats everything.
But you don't need to restart because as soon as you...
Well, like, you go back to the menus,
oh.
And it's, like, Runner 2, and it's loading. It takes, like, 10 seconds, and then you're in the, like, the level system, and then you choose the level. And
They're not too long. The big load time is at the beginning of the game, when you're loading
it
up.
There's videos, and, like...
Yeah, and you can't skip it.
I'm Charles Martinet.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. So does anyone else have anything to add before we get into the lists?
Tomb Raider is the best game to come out in a while.
Excellent.
Get it.
Tomb Raider, eh?
Yeah. It's, I don't know. Like, games are getting prettier still, somehow, and I don't understand where they're pulling this, but it looks good.
Dan, you've missed 2 weeks of us talking about next-gen consoles,
mm-hmm.
and, I think that's going to be a giant, giant hurdle for... 720 and PS4 is the fact that what's going to get your existing users to migrate over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Other than a huge game, you know, I mean, I guess we got a year's worth of announcements to see which one, but launch games traditionally are weak. So it's like,
yeah.
That might hurt those two consoles, just not having something that is big enough to migrate to buy the upgrade. When
it's about buying a new console,
yeah, but like,
dude, the day those things drop, Well, everyone is going to be getting one.
I don't know, man.
No,
it's been 10 years. There are so many people just sick.
Yeah, but the best games,
tired of this stuff.
Is it worth like, would I buy Destiny on Xbox 360 or Watch Dogs on 360 for $60? No, or am I going to spend $560 for the same game?
I'm going to spend $560 for nothing.
Well, I know you will, but I'm talking about the average market.
Everyone will.
You got to think about this. Some people's parents are saying you can have one of the new consoles, right? Which one's going to be Xbox or PlayStation?
That's just what you like.
Choose
now,
based
probably
on what you see, right?
There doesn't seem to be that many exclusives
anyway. Price of these things.
Yeah, we'll have to see price, and like they're gonna have to give me a reason to want to buy it.
I'm buying both myself, but
I feel like for the hardcore gamer, like somebody who loves Sony, you're gonna buy PlayStation 4 no matter what.
Yeah,
it's like people still bought PS2 when PS3 came out. It was just the hardcore players bought PS3,
mm-hmm.
and then over time, as games stopped being developed for PS2. People just sort of adopted PS3, and
well,
same for
like,
every system.
That's gonna be quite quickly, less than a year.
I don't know. There's a huge install base for PS3 and 360 right now. Like,
yeah, if we're talking about 15 to 25-year-olds, like where your parents are no longer buying you consoles and you can't really afford like a $600 hit at the like out of your pocket, a lot of those people I think are
and like arguably like 2013 is gonna be one of the best years for exclusives for PlayStation 3. There's a new God of War game, Last of Us.
Got a 7.
What? God of War?
God of War.
They
got a
7?
7.
No, it's a review awesome. In progress. Did they finish it?
Oh, IGN doesn't count.
Well,
Polygon and GameStop, they all give it 7s. And 7.
The demo was fun. It looks fantastic. Anyway, I'm just saying, it's a big year for PlayStation 3 exclusives.
It is.
Like, the system
Last of Us
is still...
as a demo coming out in May. I read that on IGN today.
Yeah, with the God of War.
I can't wait.
With God of War.
You know what? If
true, PlayStation does have a...
You know how they're
Beyond
talking about...
as well.
Yeah.
They're talking about Destiny being like a 10-year game where you're not buying the sequel, you're buying like the upgrade or you're buying the expansion, mm-hmm. like yearly or whatever. If...
I'm not sure I believe that yet, by the way.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, right? I would say... I'm not buying this for Wii U. I'm not buying it for 360. Like, if I'm going to devote... I know you can probably migrate your save or whatever, but, like,
yeah.
you'd want to start it on the console you're going to be owning while that game is existing, right? So you're starting it with
the
disc.
That could very well be a selling point, like, their tactic for people to buy a new system. Because they're saying, this is a 10-year thing, and everybody likes Bungie, right? So it's a 10-year thing. Buy it on the newest thing. Like, buy it...
Not everybody likes Bungie.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, let's think about this. Forget about like your. Forget about the customers. What about the developers? You know, like they're gonna want the largest audience around. You know what I mean? They're gonna put like if they make a game for PS4, it's getting ported to PS3.
For now.
Because they've got all that installed user base, right? Like, how is PlayStation? How is Sony? How is Microsoft going to convince developers not to release on PlayStation 3? Not to release on 360.
Well, of course they can. They can downgrade them.
No, but they don't want that. It's like, please, like we need to sell systems. I want this to be exclusive. Like they're not going to care about game sales for the.
They're going to be giving publishers that cash money.
Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be exciting. But like,
Black Flag's already been announced. Like Assassin's Creed is for like six systems or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's people are still getting the games. You know, like if it's all about games and I'm getting these games on PS3 and 360. Why am I migrating? Why
I
am
feel
I upgrading?
Like they always look better. You're buying a new system. It's going to have new features. It's going to look better.
I'm going to cry.
And it's been 7 years.
Yeah. Wow. Like, people were literally begging, like, it's time for new hardware. And this round they're not doing it.
2 years ago.
Well, no, I'm saying...
like, oh, we could possibly hear an announcement.
Oh, my God, yeah.
2 years ago at E3.
That's how much we hate E3.
All right, so we're going to get into our list in just 1 second. Thanks for listening. Who wants to go first? Who wants to say their list first?
Oh, it's for me.
Full list?
You're just naming them.
10?
We don't say anything
including
about
my runners
them,
up.
Why we gave them which.
10?
Yeah, we just had some runners up in there.
Oh, okay.
It's 5.
Mine's only 8.
So it is very difficult to keep it down to five games. So I'm just like very cavalierly, name as many as you want.
Yeah.
We'll take the top five and put them into the running for the.
Oh, I see.
No, that's why you win.
So if there's some that are like matches on other people's lists. As well.
Yeah. So for instance, Dan, if you've got one that's number two,
I'm gonna start and we're gonna.
Hold on. No. You just named three of yours.
I know. But...
So for instance, if you got one that's your number two and it's number four on my list, then. My number six will move up and get added onto the battle royale.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't have. My number mixed.
Oh. You don't have yours ordered?
No,
not even a top five.
No,
you guys cannot fart anymore.
I can figure it out.
I mean, yeah.
It's gonna be spur of the moment here.
Oh my god, Doug! Please.
Yeah. Who's going? Why don't we just go this way?
I'll start. I already have it going.
He's going.
I'm gonna start with just my runners up.
Okay.
Okay. So my runners up. I hate this fucking game, but I had to do it because it took 2 years of my life. Huh. Do you guys remember this? World of Warcraft. Tim got me into that, and that game was awesome. It's so good.
How is it not boring after?
It's not boring at all. It's like the best game to play ever, but that's the problem, is it's so good that it starts to be better than life.
That's why I never played it.
And you don't play it anymore. Because the way...
You don't play life.
Yeah, well, I think I missed one of Joe's birthdays or something back in the day because I was like, I'm doing a raid, I can't leave.
I remember it's bad. At one point, I was driving around and I was close to Dan's place. It was years ago, and I was like, hey, I'm gonna stop by, and you said no. You're just like, no, you don't come over. I'm playing WoW.
I'm not letting you in.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
This is when I lived by myself,
and I quit. Like, I stopped that game cold turkey out of nowhere. But so that's a runner-up. I have Halo 3 on there, Mario 64, Far Cry 3,
nice,
and Oblivion.
I have Far Cry as well.
Far Cry's really good.
That was amazing.
I told you, right?
I was pissed that my disc is scratched, even though I beat the game.
Do number 5.
Okay, my number 5 is Elder Scrolls 4? Or is it 5? Skyrim 5, right?
4.
4? Whatever. Skyrim is my number 5.
My group
online. My number 4 is Battlefield Bad Company 2. My number 3 is Super Mario Brothers 3. Number 2 is Ocarina of Time. And my number 1, best game ever, ever, Halo 2.
Mm-hmm.
Did you agree?
I agree that it's your
for me?
Best.
Yeah.
Chad.
All right. So the ones that didn't make it in. Shit, I only have 9.
It's okay.
Star Fox 64.
Oh my god.
Super Mario 64. Assassin's Creed 2 and Braid.
Those are your runner-ups?
Those are my runner-ups.
Pretty damn good.
Cool.
And top 5. Number 5 is Skyrim. Number 4 is Bad Company 2. Number 3 is Mass Effect 2. Number 2 is Legend of Zelda Wind Waker. And number 1 is KOTOR. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
That's your favorite game?
Dang. Favorite game of all time.
Cool.
Wow.
TJ.
Okay. I'm actually going to drop out my number 5 for a different game. So one of my honorable mentions is actually Bit Trip Runner. Obviously had a lot of fun playing that.
Excellent.
I had Far Cry 3, Portal 2.
These are your runner-ups?
These are my runner-ups, yeah. I'm just kind of... Cool. I had them as like honorable mentions here. Mm-hmm. And GoldenEye, I think, was another one.
Oh my god, that was...
GoldenEye, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was trying to think, like, when I put my list together, I was trying to think of some of the best times I've ever had.
Yeah, Halo 1, for God's sake.
Even with just friends and stuff, and that's why I have Bad Company 2 on there, is because Chad and I played the shit out of that.
World
of Warcraft, that was me and Tim. Like, a lot of these games were games that I shared experience with friends.
Yeah. It's funny, because, like... GoldenEye was before I knew all you guys.
Yeah.
And yet I still had that experience. You
fucking
know
right.
I mean?
Everyone did. Anyone our age did. Everyone had Nintendo 64.
Doug and I always... Well, we talk about often how... it's like we became friends pretty late, like in our youth. But every decision that we had both made respectively led to us meeting. Like, it's all of a sudden like I've met this new person and I can talk about all my favorite things. And he knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I did that the same time you were doing that 5 years ago. And I was almost there with you.
Yeah, we have, like, the perspective is, you know, if it was a graph, right, we're all born, and, like, we're all in the exact same little circle, like, geographically, right? And then it's, like, each of our lines in the graph would spread out like farther and farther away from each other, and then boom, Ocarina of Time comes out. They all start from that point on. They all start leading towards each other. Like that's where all of us shifted focus.
Skateboarding
one goal. Yeah.
It's the Ocarina theory.
Yeah, every
yeah, like our timeline. That would be like we would all go so far away. Like I'm playing hockey, like in fucking Tecumseh, some weird thing like that, and then just Ocarina of Time comes out. Literally, like we all beeline it towards the
same. See, I had PlayStation, the exact so I same was. Line.
Oh, you were off.
Yes, I was.
You were the Stray, too. I was on a different path. Met you much later. Yeah, there was.
You know what? All my friends are on that Nintendo path, but.
Side quest. TJ's off doing side quests.
I did play Ocarina. I traded systems back in the day with Jerry, so.
Jerry?
So I'm sorry.
I didn't make it on my list. Oh, that's fine.
So go on.
Okay, so those are all my. Yeah, here's the top five, basically. So I threw Tetris in number five, just because it's obviously. We'll talk about it later. Tetris is number five. StarCraft is number four. Fallout 3. Is mm-hmm. number three.
Respect.
Oh, I messed this up already. That's okay. Resident Evil 2, actually. Maybe that surprised some of you guys, but...
That's no. Number two.
That is no. A wonderful game.
Respect. Good. I'm glad you agree. And Final Fantasy 7 was my number one.
Final Fantasy 7, nice.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Doug just... We got a new word. We never say respect anymore. That is gone from vocabulary, and now it's just respect.
Respect. Yeah. Alrighty.
Respect. It's like... Putting your specs back in your...
Exactly. In your RPG. Gaming. Gaming. Respecting.
Hey, respect.
I just respect.
Okay, so...
I just respect my list.
I have a list of 10 here. They are in order already, so I'll start at 10. Number 10, Metroid Prime. Number 9, Resident Evil 4. Number 8, Portal 2. Number 7, Battlefield Bad Company 2. Number 6, Braid. Number 5, Super Mario 64. Number 4, Legends of Zelda, Wind Waker. Number 3, Star Fox 64. Number 2, Smash Bros. Brawl. And number 1, Mass Effect 2.
It's a good list.
Nice. Mass Effect 2, the bangies!
Kaboom.
What was my number 2, Mass Effect 2? Yes, nope.
That was your favorite. Alright, I've got a list of 8 games in total, and they are in order. Starting off at number 8 is Super Mario World. Number 7, Uncharted 2. Among Thieves.
Wait, number 8, that was...
Super Mario World for Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo, okay.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Sorry, 7 is Uncharted 2, Among Thieves. 6 is Fallout 3. 5 is Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker.
Respect.
4 is Final Fantasy X. 3 is Metal Gear Solid 4. Respect. 2 is Final Fantasy 2. 1 is Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
Hey, right.
Final Fantasy 2?
What, yeah, what's Final Fantasy 2?
Final Fantasy 2, well, technically Final Fantasy 2 and Final Fantasy 4 are the same in the U.S., but it was a Super Nintendo game, and it had the best story out of all of them.
Oh,
I didn't play it until I was in high school, actually. Like, it wasn't a game I played as a kid, but when I was, like, 16 years old, I got a Super Nintendo. Jason Foster gave me it.
Oh, God.
And I stole Final Fantasy II from Matt Demers and played it, and it was the best game ever. There's this part in the game where you go off and...
Stole it from Matt Demers.
Yeah, you go off in the game, like you start off
childhood
as this
hero.
You start off as like a dark knight kind of like and you use like black magic and sword attacks. And the game gets so complex and like you realize what you've done and like all the wrongs. So you have to go climb this mountain, and when you get to the top you fight yourself, and at the end you become a paladin, and then it puts you on this whole new path in the game. It was just the best story. The That's way awesome. That happened and you changed like job class and fighting the monsters. I love that game. I thought it was my favorite Final Fantasy story, and I'm a fan of any Final Fantasy game 11 and under.
Stuff like that on paper sounds amazing for me. Like, you just described a crazy,
so cool.
Awesome story.
It's so much
but
fun.
But then you play it on an SNES
Beeps
and
Squawks.
Like,
yeah.
But it's boom, beeps beep, and squawk, beep, 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 beep,
well,
beep, squawk.
Yeah, it's beeps and squawks, but...
And it sucks.
No, but like, the story holds like, up, right? That's the one thing that holds up.
But
story
it doesn't
holds
even,
up.
It doesn't even seem relevant. Like, the story's just, like...
Well, it's
reading
16-bit.
Shit, text come up, and you're like...
It does come alive when there's
Final Fantasy
people
II
you can
Golbez?
Identify with.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy II is where Golbez is from.
Beep,
Golbez is the villain.
So I wanted to bring a couple of things up as far as, like, how we've put our list together, what we considered, what we, you know, why we left some games out. I mean, for instance, I've only got one Mario game, one Zelda game on my list.
I had to put two.
As far as like,
I'm shocked you didn't have Ocarina of Time. I know
well,
Wind Waker's
so
a better game.
When we do when we're going through the Battle Royale, you know, Chad and I, we both had it on our list. Doug had it on your list. Was Wind Waker on your list?
The only reason it's not on my list is because I bought it from Tim. I got to the Water Temple, which I think is fairly late in the game, and he was like, "I want it back." So I never got to finish it.
So we'll explain why it's on our list, why it's so high, why it's not, that kind
and
of thing.
And why Assassin's Creed 4 is going to be the best game.
During the Battle Royale, we'll explain all that. So as far as like what year the game came out, how did that factor into your decisions, like picking games? You know, because the technology is so far superior now, is that a flaw in those old games? Like, did you guys consider anything like that?
I didn't. I just considered... I thought back about gaming ever since I was, like, 13 years old, and the most fun I've had playing video games.
Yeah.
And these 8 games came to mind.
In a sense, you judge them for within their time, because that's how you judge them back in the day, right?
Well, that's exactly what it is.
Because that's what I try to do, making my
life.
Yeah. Am I going to go back and play Final Fantasy 2 anytime soon? It's not likely.
Mine are all-time relevant. Like, my number one game is Halo 2.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck to ever play Halo 2
again. Like, Halo 4 is probably a better game than Halo 2, right?
Yeah, but...
Dan, is your list chronological? From, right. Like, most recent favorite to... Actually, Warcraft. Yeah, it
no,
is.
No, Warcraft is switched over to Skyrim.
Oh, Super Mario Brothers. You got to...
Yeah, Halo 2...
Bad Company.
Bad Company was just so much fun to play with my friends. Like, that...
Well, we'll get into why it's on the list a little bit later.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's like, there's certain reasons that I, like... Why Mario 64? Why not Galaxy? Why not Mario Brothers 3? And it's like...
Timing.
It's, it was, I was like... I didn't want to just...
You're googly-eyed the first time you saw Mario 64.
Like, absolutely.
Everyone was. You see it and you're like, games will never look better than this. Like, look at this!
I found the hardest thing was there's a reason I put Mario 64 and not Mario Galaxy 2. And I contradicted myself on that same reason for why I picked Wind Waker over Ocarina of Time. Like, I just think it's weird how... You'll apologize for certain games while you have to stick to other options, other ideas. What about did anyone else have anything to add for as far as timing of the game?
I think
Mario
if
Brothers
you choose
3.
Mario Brothers 3. Yeah.
There's a ton better Mario games, but 3 for me was the first game I can actually remember playing.
Well, what about Mario World?
I chose Mario World exactly because I feel like that's kind of what Nintendo still bases most of their Mario games, aside from Galaxy and 64, on. Like, all the Wii, New Super Mario Brothers U, they're just, like, sequels to that game. That was the one that kind of, like, took it to the next level.
It's funny, the way they describe good things about those new games is, it's more like Mario Brothers 3. It's more like Super Mario World, you know? Like,
try to recapture
like,
that.
Yeah.
All they've done is just build on that since those came out.
Did you have something to add?
I was just kind of saying, like if you choose an older game, and it makes you sound like you're more... seasoned in video gaming and like video gaming and stuff. Yeah. So, but if you choose Mario Galaxy 2, which just came out a couple years ago, it's like, I didn't really know that much.
To be fair, the old games you know have withstood the test of time.
Yeah.
The new games, you don't know how you're going to feel in 2 years, 3 years, five
That's
years,
not
10 years.
That's a question
now.
For me, though. Like, I literally put a picture up on Instagram today of me playing Duck Hunt when I think I was 3 in that picture.
Dan's favorite picture
Dan,
of all time.
The best gift of all time.
Yeah, because look at that is it there. I'm playing that in the earliest picture I have of myself.
So what about sequels? You know, a good example is Portal and Portal 2. Which one do you put on the list and why? Like,
one.
Portal was the original, but Portal 2 was so much better. It did so much more with the Portal gun. So it's like, and same with Mass Effect. It's like... Which one had the best gameplay, but what is the best standalone game? I tried to focus on like not associating sequels with their predecessors, with their prequels.
I focused on feeling. Like the feeling I got when playing it, like
that's exactly
this
what
is totally new. Like Portal 1 would be holy fuck that I've never played this before. But then Portal 2 is like, I played this.
Yes, that's the thing. That's time sensitive again. Portal 1 came out first, but Portal 2 did everything Portal 1 did and so much better, and it opened it up. It feels exactly the same as Portal 1, but it's better.
Wind Waker and
Ocarina you can have on your list because they're completely
different.
They're
completely
games.
Different.
Right. It's easy same with
Portal.
Final Fantasy.
Portal 1, Portal 2.
It looks different. It plays the same.
There's no traversing across land. You're
actually...
I had a map. Okay, we'll talk... Are we talking about
that? Yeah, no, we're gonna... We'll get into it later.
We're talking about...
Am I the only one in this room who doesn't think that's that great of a game?
Wind Waker?
Yeah, you're the only one.
No, not Wind Waker.
What, Ocarina?
No, Portal? Portal, yeah. Portal...
Wait.
Portal 2. Wait, what? I forgot the name of the game.
No, Portal 2 is awesome, man.
Am I the only one in the room fantastic. Who doesn't think it's that...
I love that game.
It was so overrated. Like, everyone on IGN, like... Damon Hatfield, like, it's the game of the year. And
no, but the fact
no, it is
okay,
not.
So
it might be overrated.
I stopped playing it.
It isn't even funny. Everyone's talking about how, like, the
It's funny.
We might get a couple of seconds to talk about Portal.
He's not even that funny. He's just British. It doesn't make you funny. You're just British. I hated it.
So, after a quick break, we're going to add a couple more games into the running, some listener submissions, so stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Welcome back. This is the Welcome Back to All Range Mode Podcast, Season 2, Episode 9, the video game Battle Royale.
Sky.
So, thanks to all the listeners who submitted, some submissions.
Thank you for to the contest.
And a little bit of a surprise here, a little nice surprise for you guys. We're going to choose one of the winners of all the listener submissions, and we're leaving a copy, a sealed copy. This is for PS2.
It's for Xbox 360.
It's for 360. A sealed copy of You're in the Movies for Xbox 360. We're leaving it at Game MD, so it'll be there, ready and willing to pick it up. Roy has agreed to hold that for you.
Thanks, Roy.
Yeah, Roy's our guy.
Sealed, boys.
You know what?
You can't find this thing anywhere. It's worth at least like $5.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you don't have the camera, you can't play it.
Well, if you get the camera, I'll include the camera in a upcoming contest that we do. So keep listening. You can potentially have the ability to play You're in the Movies.
So, potentially.
One day I'm just going to give away like a random Blu-ray too. I have a lot of good ones.
Yeah. You know what? I wanted to... we'll talk about them another time. So, our listener submissions. We've got... we're just going to go through them and then we can kind of organically pick a winner here. So, I've got Counter-Strike from my buddy Sinisha.
Nice.
I never played Counter-Strike. TJ, you played Counter-Strike.
Actually, I didn't mention it, but it wasn't my list.
I got really angry.
Kyle's favorite game of all time.
Yeah. No. Kyle's favorite game of all time was Diablo 2.
Unreal.
And Counter-Strike. And Unreal. And Baldur's Gate 2. Oh.
Actually, those were all very, very good games.
I don't know why Counter-Strike 2 was so good. I remember. It just... You played it forever, and it was the same thing over and over again. But it seriously was just the most fun. I think it was back in the day when, like, online multiplayer was really new.
Yeah.
And it was just the best game.
Is it just a shooter?
It's just a shooter. Like a
multiplayer shooter?
Really small maps.
A loadout shooter, though, right? Like, it's like...
Yeah.
It's like Call of Duty, but...
Before I played Battlefield 2 with you guys, I went back, and Jared and I played Counter-Strike. We used to play it all the time. And we played, and I was like, this is the greatest game ever. Why did I ever stop playing this? And then I played Battlefield, and I'm, like, ashamed to like Counter-Strike, because Battlefield is, like, 1,000 times bigger in scale. Like, the maps, the things you can do, and it's just...
Didn't Counter-Strike have a really good system, though, where you could, like, buy upgrades?
I know, me too.
It had a really good, like, buying upgrades system.
No, it didn't. Counter-Strike. It didn't.
Two nights this week.
No. You got money after rounds, and then you just bought whatever gun you wanted.
But wasn't that, like, a new thing at the time? A reason to play Counter-Strike?
It might have been. But everybody copied it right away.
So, Marc-Andre submits Dead Island for Xbox 360.
I haven't played it. Played it.
I actually
and
got...
conquered that.
I got every single achievement in that game.
Oh, really?
And I had to, like... I think one of
isn't
them...
the best game of all time.
No, God,
no.
No,
it was a chore.
It really was a chore. There was one achievement that I got where I had to glitch talking to this guy and making money somehow. I forget. But I did it for like 3.5 hours on a Saturday just to get that last achievement. Oh, and God. It sucked. It was like work.
Marc-Andre also submits Resident Evil 6.
Fuck you, Mark.
I think like...
The demo was bad.
Well...
I had that game.
I think it's
not even story.
Is it Resident Evil 5 Part 2? The same game?
It's the worst reviewed Resident Evil of all time.
It was $20 at Walmart the other day.
Oh, I would have paid
already.
$20.
Already?
I'll pay $20 for that.
It just came out in October, didn't it?
Actually, it was on the Xbox Live.
You buy Resident Evil 4, 5, and 6 and Code Veronica for $40 on Amazon.
It came out in September.
Wow, crazy. Jesus.
Yeah.
James Norris submits Dr. Mario, which
is a very good game.
It's a nice game. Yeah, that could
I played
win.
It with Shelby.
James, you could be looking forward to You're in the Movies.
But no.
Andrew Cooper.
You gotta come to Spring Wizard.
Andrew Cooper submits Tetris, which is tricky.
It's on TJ's list.
What's better? Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's like 9. Oh, no, it's 5. I moved up to 5. Not
Tetris,
my personal favorite.
Andrew Cooper, you've won by going to the next round.
Is Tetris better than Dr. Mario? Or is Dr. Mario better than Tetris?
I think that Tetris is better.
Agreed.
Dr. Mario got its idea from Tetris.
Dr. Mario is a direct copy.
Tetris can't go up against Dr. Mario right now because Tetris has already won.
Oh, Tetris is out. No, I'm just, I'm theoretically.
I'm just saying.
Tetris is much better, yeah, obviously.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dark Mirror makes me angry.
Did anyone say Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah, me. Top number one.
Yeah. Okay, Tony Bruner also submitted Final Fantasy VII.
Tony.
Who also submitted Final Fantasy II?
Mike Soda.
Oh. That was so his... Respect.
Yeah.
Respect.
Respect.
Will Robinson, which is kind of a funny story, he inherited a phone number from my old friend Terry. So I was texting Terry, like, tell me your favorite games. And this guy was like, I don't know you.
Oh,
but so Skyrim? You know what's funny? I was like,
that's awesome.
So a perfect stranger. I texted him like, "What's your favorite game?" It's for the podcast. He's like, "Skyrim." Wait, who is this?
If he listens, he can have my copy of In the Movies. Just because
there's two sealed copies.
I'll send him a Blu-ray with my copy.
I'm gonna text him and say that we had a good laugh over our story.
And he should listen.
Tell him, oh, holy shit!
Well, I told him to like us on Facebook, which I don't know if he did yet, but
Will Robinson, danger.
Yeah, Danger Ruler. Robin Morrow, Mario Tennis 64, which is very
was
good.
Was awesome.
Yes.
What was oh my god,
it taught me how to play Tetris.
Smoke your own...
What?
We had like this big inside joke that isn't very inappropriate.
I played Waluigi, and Waluigi was me, and I still am.
The best action game ever, which will never get mentioned on these lists, but is Mario Strikers for GameCube. Is
the
uncanny.
Soccer game?
Yes.
That was awesome too.
It's uncanny.
But it is very fun.
I remember there was a New Year's party where it was me versus Roman, and literally everyone was surrounding the tube TV. Sorry, everyone was surrounding the tube TV, and like, you know how you'd have to hold A to get like a charge kick,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if that guy had enough time without getting like checked,
yeah,
and just like no, he had a full on just like shooting it, and you never knew if the goalie was gonna save it or not. Because the goalie,
chance,
you
right?
couldn't control. It was just chance.
It was just a binary goalie.
Like, yeah, it was just like, randomly saving, randomly not. Like, it was all... And I'm like, oh, God, it was the best. He saved that. It was like, ah! We're like, back into the game. The whole room. It was like an actual soccer game.
That's
like,
awesome.
It was crazy.
Dude, FIFA is probably the best game series of all time.
I've heard it's fantastic.
My brother keeps talking about that, God. And I'm like,
FIFA,
I understand.
FIFA NHL. I don't know why I don't play them, but...
I just had the craziest fucking memory of Mario Golf. At Dave Blanchett's house. I was Bowser.
Oh, shit?
Yeah, I was Bowser, who has like the biggest curve out of everyone, and it sucks. No, Dave Blanchett's house. And I hit a shot and I fucked up and it hit a rock and it bounced and landed on the green and I got a fucking albatross, which is 2 on a par 5.
Yeah.
And
that's pretty cool.
I remember I ran outside.
It was like, you're upstairs in Dave Blanchett's house.
No, it was in the living room. Oh, it was right there. Yeah. But just the fact that like my shot went way off, hit a rock, and then still went in the direction I
that's amazing.
Originally intended to.
Yeah, there's a whole realm of gaming that we're just not tapped into, and that's like crazy sports games. Like, you can manage rosters, like start a dynasty, and you're running the same team for like 15 years.
Even the NBA games, like the NBA 2K13, is one of the highest rated games on 360.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine playing those games online is a whole new experience.
The last game
that's like a 45-minute battle you're having.
You know what?
Against
I'm
another
playing
person.
The new FIFA game. I really want to play.
I'll buy it with you.
Yeah, like I can't wait to play. That
I really
game.
Want a good Tiger Woods.
The
game.
The demo's free on Wii U. Oh, Tiger Woods! Yeah, those games are disgusting.
Yeah, Tiger Woods is.
Remember,
well,
like you. There was certain
he's the best publisher.
There was certain what do you call them, courses in golf?
Yeah.
There were certain tournaments. There was like certain tournaments you couldn't play unless it was on the exact same day that it was happening in real life.
Yeah.
And it was already like set up on the calendar. Like, oh, those games are huge. Wow. Yeah.
I was a beast.
Enormous.
That's really cool.
I was a beast.
So moving on.
I made a character that looked exactly like me, I remember.
A classic game from NES, Strider. I think it was a Capcom game. My brother played that all day.
I saw some of your brother and sister both talking about
that. Yeah, my brother would play it every day. Like, if I heard the song right now, it would trigger, like, flashbacks to that game. I actually put a trailer of it on the Orange one. But
Strider. What was it for?
NES.
What kind of game is it?
Like a Capcom NES game. Where you go into a room and it's like... And, like, you're reading text from, like... Some Japanese general.
You must let me out.
It's me.
I've been enslaved.
It's
Strider.
Me.
It's me. But around here, he's known as Strider.
My wife submits Plants vs. Zombies.
Best.
Which is very good. 100% of that.
Shelby, I'm on her side with that. That's the best game.
there was like a 2 week period where people would talk to me and I'd just ignore them and start playing it on my iPhone.
She also submits Pokemon Snap, which is unequaled, unparalleled game. There's no other game like it.
That game changed my life, actually. Pokemon Snap
was probably the biggest letdown I've ever had.
It was my first letdown, but my first introduction into scamming.
Fucking disappointed. I rented that game.
I was disappointed too, but I knew what it was coming out because it was the first Pokemon game coming out to Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
And it was like it was the first 3D Pokemon game, and I was so disappointed that I couldn't catch them or battle them.
I was just mad.
But I played the game anyway because I just wanted to be around them.
How crazy is that? That like we hear of a game coming out and it's just like, oh, it's Pokemon Snap. We don't know what it's about.
Well, I knew what it was about. I read about it in Nintendo Power.
When Pokemon Snap came out, I didn't know the idea of a game that is meant to be played over and over and over again and try and do things differently.
Yeah.
I always knew games as start this game, play for a long time, and get to the end, and there it is. There's your story. It's finished.
It's a,
So I rented this game, and I beat it in 15 minutes. I was like, the fuck is this? This sucks.
It's a cool concept, but it should have came out after Pokemon Stadium.
Well,
Stadium was terrible.
Mm-hmm. That reminded me of something on Film Junk. They were talking about how like we've lost the ability to be surprised anymore.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how like he went to the movies and the original trailer for Ninja Turtles like the just original? Started playing and you're like, oh, what's this? Like Chicago. You don't know what's going on, and then the Ninja Turtles, the movie, and you're just like you had no idea it was coming. Oh, yeah. You're sitting in the theater like, what the fuck? Ninja Turtles movie? And, like, awesome. We've completely lost that now. We know about him so far in advance. Just like,
remember the Skyrim announcement, though?
Yeah, that was cool.
Todd Howard comes out.
You cried.
Yeah, I was... in front of the TV.
Chad, literally, I'm not kidding, had a tear come out of his face.
Fucking best game.
So, via... submitted via Instagram, actually, Zane F.E.
Zane!
Submitted... Zane.
Zanzy, baby.
Submitted Portal. Is that on somebody's list?
Portal 2 is?
Portal 2
on my 5.
Strike it.
I'm just going to strike it. Well, it's not the best game of all time, so I'm going to strike it.
Mario, strike it.
Sean...
Portal's very good. That deserves an argument once...
Well, wait a minute. Is it on any of our lists? Oh, wait a minute. So you're submitting that this is the best game on this list?
On that list, yeah.
Okay.
I might agree to that.
Zane, you might be onto something here. Zane, I don't know where the fuck he lives
Zane,
or who he is.
You might be seeing yourself in the movies
sooner than you think.
Sean submits Ocarina of Time, which is on one of our lists. Sarah and company submit Mario Sunshine.
That was awesome. Shit.
Missing from any of our lists.
It was good.
It was a good one. So, I saw a really funny meme on the internet the other day. There was one of those creatures, I don't know, you know the townsfolk used to see? And it's on an island.
I've been stuck in this island for many years.
I've been stuck on this island for many years. And you look and there's like... in the game, 5 footsteps of water between you and the land. So it's like, why couldn't it have walked here?
How did we
just
both
like
see
I
that?
Did? I don't know. It came
I
up
saved
on
that
Facebook
on my desktop for the longest
time. I thought
time.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, I died.
I've been stuck on this island for many years.
It's still on my desktop. I saved it, wanting to do something with it.
Fano submits Majora's Mask, which is missing from
Majora's
any
Mask.
Of
is
I've
a
been marooned here.
Is a bad game.
No, Majora's Mask is one of the best Zelda games of all time.
I used to watch... Okay, who...
That can test...
Did you see what Fano said?
That can test...
He's Fano. Like, absolutely, you can ride the horse in Majora's Mask, and you can shoot while riding it.
Yeah.
It's the best... And then he goes, it's the best game of all time. And I'm like, is this your submission? He's like, it's the only submission. It's the best game of all time.
Okay, hold on a second. That was the game that... Mike was on one TV in Tim's living room.
Yeah.
And you?
Yeah, we were trying to get to the... like
that
the,
ruined the game for me.
The snow temple.
They spent the entire night, like, they each had a copy of it, started at the exact same time, and so you could get the furthest in
the fastest.
Until we went to bed.
Yeah, if you had a copy of that game, it would have been the best game of your life.
And I
and
did
you
it!
Were getting
and all I did
temple.
Was watch them try, and I remember there was a snow temple or something, and,
the
there's,
temple
and there's this really long pathway that gets you to the temple, and this ball that comes down, and neither of you could figure it out. And I watched it for about 3 hours and said... fuck this game. I'm never playing it again. Like, I'm never going to play it. I never did play it.
It's... Fuck.
So, and then David, my friend David, submits... He said any Pokemon game, those old ones. I just put Pokemon Blue.
Blue or red or...
yeah,
blue.
Yellow.
Okay. There was a green,
yellow
too.
It is.
Did you guys know that?
There's like every color.
No. At the original, there was blue and red,
yeah.
As far as I knew. But there's also a green, and I didn't know that.
So what survives? Mario Sunshine, Majora's Mask, Pokemon Yellow, or Portal?
I don't know.
Wait?
Mario Sunshine,
Majora's Mask, or Portal?
I vote for Portal. but mostly because I don't
I'll go with Portal 2.
I gotta give it to Sunshine.
I'm gonna say Majora's Mask.
Actually, I gotta go Majora's Mask. You're right.
Majora's Mask.
Splitting it.
It's close, but it's Majora's Mask.
I talked current girlfriend. I talked to her on the phone while playing Majora's Mask.
Back in the day.
We've already got some Zelda representation.
My girlfriend picked Sunshine, and I'm picking Majora's Mask. I never beat Majora's Mask, and I really like Portal.
I didn't beat it either, but I still give it to it.
I beat it, and it is one of the best Zelda games of all.
I'm going to go ahead and say
the ending was awesome. That Link, fierce
deity.
You know what? I'm going to say Majora's Mask too. I mean, I never beat it, but.
I didn't beat Sunshine either, so.
The cool, George like, Mask that fucking, best. That moon was really cool. The idea of the 3-day
that
system was annoying, but, like,
hated it.
Looking back, that is a really cool game mechanic, the 3 days.
Absolutely.
Oh, and like, I did not like playing awesome. As the Deku Nut.
And the success.
Say that,
but yeah, but I didn't like that either, but I was young. And, like, honestly, the success of Ocarina of Time, and then they jump over to something like Majora's Mask, like, that is very daring, I think. Like, just breaking the mold and saying, like, brand new game mechanic, it's nothing like the old games, like, well, it, you know, it's still Link.
I watched
You go ahead.
I saw a really interesting fact on that Did You Know Gaming thing the other day. Okay, you know how in Majora's Mask you're talking to that, or constantly in the game you're seeing that little dead Deku thing?
Yeah.
And then you talk to the Deku
it's like a Deku Sprout dead.
Yeah, it's a Deku Sprout.
It's a Deku Sprout.
And then you know the other...
I thought that was in Ocarina.
No.
No.
It's in Majora's Mask. And then you're talking to the other Deku. Do you know what I'm talking about? The only Deku thing in the game
it's
that
like
you talk to.
It's like this fat sprout tree, and one of them's dead, and it's apparently his son or something.
Yeah, and then at the end of the game in the credits, it shows you that it's its son.
Yeah.
What's I remember son? Talking to both of these things in the game.
I watched this movie you did too, so I know what you're talking about.
The dead Deku is in Majora's Mask.
Oh, wow.
So, congratulations, Fano. Your copy of You're in the Movies, and you know what? I'll put a tall boy of Strongbow in there for you, too.
Strongbow!
Is waiting at GameMD. Hope,
where you can get anything that you've ever wanted. That guy makes awesome controllers.
I can't wait for my special edition all-range mode GameCube.
Can he make me an all-range controller?
I'll get him to make us one, eventually.
I want an all-range mode.
ARM on
the
top.
The actual...
Only hold it on the side where that.
Yeah, he does really good work.
I'd pay $500 for it.
And
it's a lot of money.
He does.
I gotta meet this guy.
He does system launches, eh?
What?
He's gonna do system launches, but no pre-orders.
Well, I'm down for that.
He's giving. All right,
we all agree to shop there exclusively for our gaming needs.
Absolutely.
Of course.
I love that fucking store, man. I walked in, I was overjoyed.
So was I. I was with you.
I've never been.
What does EB offer you?
Nothing.
Bullshit.
Hatred.
Bullshit is what
you
they
walk
offer.
In and the girl goes, no. Like, the people behind the counter at EB don't know shit about games. It's just a job to them.
They don't care about your game.
This store's really cool.
It is an awesome store.
I gotta go. I haven't been.
Go in that store. As soon as you start seeing...
Yes.
He's got this one controller that he made, and all the buttons are bullets. Like, bullet casings. They're fucking... It looks... Awesome.
Yeah, he makes really cool custom controllers. Cool. Like, the way his, the way his shelves go, like, it's got, like, a GameCube on display, and then all the used GameCube games. It'll have, like, an original console on display, and then it just looks really nice. It's really cool. Everything on the right side of
dude, it's brand new. Made a store.
I know you're thinking it's going to be, like, Game Cycle, but it is
it's not Game Cycle.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, it's just going to be a fucking different Game Cycle with some fat slobs in my
No! 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 And, like, we walked in there, like, are you interested in working with us? It's an explicit, kind of racist, podcast about games.
There's nothing racist.
We get drunk and then slur and talk about video games. He's like, yeah, man, let's go. And he's just, like, right on board.
He was making a controller, too.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
No, it was a week.
Hi, evening, boys.
Does he have a C-3PO controller?
He has something that looks like one. Right. He could probably make you a fake, but...
He might get one.
So, I don't even put him on eBay, though.
So, congratulations, Fano. Look forward.
Fano, yeah. You're now in the movies.
Yeah, you are
Fano,
in the movies.
You are officially in the movies.
All right. The after the break, we will reveal the list of games, and we will start the Battle Royale.
Yahoo!
Okay. Welcome back to...
I don't ask.
So what start? What starts? Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking Halo.
Welcome games. Back to the show. This is the beginning of the Battle Royale. So we had more games than expected. We got a total of 32 that we're going to be battling, I guess. Similar to the way we did the movies episode, high seed plays low seed, although they were randomized. You know, the top bracket's randomized, the middle bracket's randomized, and the bottom bracket's randomized. That way we don't always have the super high seed playing the super low seed. It's a little bit of a variety there, I suppose you could say.
And they're all incredible games.
Yes, a little bit of color, yeah. So these games are all great. You've heard all of our individual top fives, so...
You want to read just the top 32?
Fuck it. We've already
said. We'll get through it.
So for this round, I feel like we should only really start talking and getting in depth about the games. If you know, if one of your games is at risk of being voted out and you have something to say about it, you know, this is your last chance, then feel free.
On to the next gap.
Money all right,
pocket.
On to the next. All right, so let's get started.
You start from the bottom of the list.
I suppose it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. Doug, I'm sorry.
No, you know. Yeah. So start with highest seed.
Highest.
Yeah, and then we'll go down that way.
Okay. Doug, I'm not sorry. Just yet. Wind Waker versus Metroid Prime.
Wind Waker.
I should say Metroid Prime.
I vote Wind Waker on that.
That game was awesome. Well, that was like the best game for GameCube for me.
Wind Waker was on a couple of our lists. I'm the only one who had Metroid Prime on my list. That's why it's got such a low seed there. Metroid Prime, it just was... What they did with the GameCube, yeah, it was perfect. I mean, the only reason it's super low is because the controls are a little bit dated. But, like, just...
If it had dual analog, it'd be probably the best game.
Movies are one thing, but... Because you get a few really good movies a year, but games, sometimes you just get nailed. Like, 3 months span, and you get 10 good games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, Metroid Prime, I'm sad to lose it, but, like, the... It's got to go. Wind Waker is, and we'll talk about Wind Waker a little bit later.
It's still going down when it's
fighting some battles.
Wind Waker's not going down.
No. I'm saying it's still going down that I said
my vote.
TJ's opinion on this. Have you played either of them?
I haven't played either. No, I had a conversation about Metroid Prime the other day with my sister's boyfriend. Said it was an amazing game, and
it's so
he
good.
Doesn't do console games very often, so that says a lot about it.
Yeah,
I was. It kind of. I never played either. So, and you guys obviously speak for
it. It was one of my runners up, and Wind Waker was my number two. So, I mean, it's obvious.
What I did play was amazing.
Yeah, Metroid Prime was very good. I everyone should play it.
So, having said that, are we all excited? Maybe Retro Studios possibly working on a Fallout for a Wii U.
Wind Waker is probably the first game.
Having said that, I'm very excited for the Wind Waker HD remake.
That's
I hope it comes out with a collector's edition because I'm buying it.
Alright, moving on.
So Wind Waker wins.
Wind Waker, moving on to the next round.
Next is Battlefield Bad Company 2 versus GoldenEye.
GoldenEye. Let's go.
Did you say Bad Company 2 versus GoldenEye? Bad Company 2.
GoldenEye defined shooters.
Okay, and shooters. Bad Company 2 is awesome. So, let's say your case. Go ahead.
GoldenEye is what got me into shooters and what... made the shooting industry. I never played Bad Company 2.
Yeah, so you're going after like nostalgic appeal. You want to stick with GoldenEye.
GoldenEye is one of the best games
of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't GoldenEye on my list, but it is one of the best games of all time.
One of the top 32.
We played Bad Company 2 together, didn't we?
I caught the tail end of it, which is why I'm only still voting for GoldenEye. Because...
But you've played Battlefield 3.
Even so, you guys like the game way more than I do.
I enjoy it. I don't want to discredit or cheapen the experience you guys had playing Bad Company 2, but I don't think the game has that much to it. I don't know. I haven't played it as much.
Does GoldenEye get any other votes?
I'm voting GoldenEye.
I've played Bad Company 2 for...
Something is through us, too.
It was the longest I've ever played a game.
Okay, and like, this is not a detriment.
Pokemon Red.
This is not a detriment to GoldenEye, but like, now that we've got DLC, like, Battlefield Company 2 turned into Vietnam, which was... Standalone, amazing.
It was a new game.
Yeah, it's like that game is huge. It's so great. The classes, like, it's just
Oh my god! I'm so sad that it's over.
I was just like, "What's the Vietnam thing?" He's like, "I don't know. I don't have it, but sometimes they're just playing it. It's like
it's so amazing."
Oh, it's good. I liked it better.
The only reason Bad Company 2 is not higher on my personal list is because I knew that it was going to be. Able to have its
because it
fight.
Was all our favorite game. Like we.
Yeah.
So you're the deciding vote because you picked GoldenEye. You picked GoldenEye. Chad.
Bad Company 2. I thought that was obvious. I thought that was obvious.
Next gap. Money okay. in my pocket.
Alrighty. Now, next is Mass Effect 2 versus Assassin's Creed 2. I vote Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2.
Yep.
I didn't play Mass Effect 2. I don't play
Mass Effect 2 is the best game ever.
I don't think the game I played. I played Assassin's Creed 2 for like 3 hours, and I actually wasn't impressed.
Oh, really?
I assume Mass Effect 2 is better than...
I cannot wait for the opportunity to explain why Mass Effect 2 is the best game of all time.
Okay. It doesn't matter. It could be the best game of all time.
It is the best
game of all time. It's coming.
All right, next. Ocarina of Time versus Uncharted 2.
Ocarina!
Next, Fallout 3 versus Super Mario World for the Super NES.
Fallout 3.
A strong Fallout 3, please.
Fallout 3 versus what?
Super Mario World for the Super NES.
Oh my god, really?
Fallout 3 just happened that way.
Fallout 3. That game was...
You know what? I'm glad that it's a vote that Fallout 3 got 3 votes.
Yes.
That way I get to vote for Mario. Fallout 3.
I vote Mario.
Like I said, one of the biggest tragedies of my Xbox 360 gaming career. And the conversation that I mentioned I have with TJ about how like the psychological decisions that you come to in that game, they far outweigh like, oh, the platform is great in Mario 3.
I was thinking about that actually. The other day at work, I was thinking about that. I don't know why. I was just walking around with my headphones on, like sweeping the floors at the end of the night, thinking about that.
Who I'd kill first?
Yeah, but here's the thing. You walk into a house and just make a decision based on what you've gathered. You just ended a quest before it even began. Like, you actually literally are not going to get an achievement and did not get to play.
I don't care, man.
Yeah, I don't
care. They needed to die,
man.
Fuck you guys. You just missed out on an hour of game content because you wanted to go.
Yeah, but I got the feeling of...
You jumped the gun, man.
They're cannibals and they're tricking people and I saved
those cannibals may have a story.
The game sucks. Mario World is so much better.
Are you serious?
Fallout 3. Moving on.
You didn't like Fallout 3?
Fallout 3.
I hated it.
Fallout 3 is huge.
Fallout 3.
I'll wait till it's going to get kicked out before I do
that. Okay, next is Mario 64 versus Bit Trip Runner.
64.
Mario 64.
Oh.
All right. Bit Trip Runner, sorry.
Sorry,
I played in like 64, but...
Alright, next is another hands down. Halo 3 versus Skyrim.
Bye, Graham!
Dude, that is not a hands down.
That's a hands down.
Oh, that's a hands down.
Okay, this is my argument for that.
Halo 4 is better.
Yeah, sure, but I'll still play Halo 3.
Dan deserves to be able to...
I will not play Skyrim again. Yes, I enjoyed it for the 100 hours that I played it.
Dan,
but I put out more than 100.
All we're saying is getting more votes for Skyrim.
I'm not talking about campaign. Campaign isn't even what Halo is.
Have you heard about the new DLC where you can ride dragons and like?
Who gives a shit,
dude? Also, oh, riding dragons?
Yeah, it was done. If they would have did it originally. What does that mean?
Point doesn't really translate the podcast.
All right, okay.
Fuck you.
Moving on. You know, hey, Dan, you got your vote. Halo 3.
I love Skyrim.
You know what's crazy is I would expect Halo 3 is probably the better game.
Yes.
The longevity of that game.
No. Okay, listen. Most games, like Doug just said, the flood part of the campaign. Most games make their single player and then tack the multiplayer on. Halo makes their multiplayer and tacks the single player on because it's a multiplayer game. That's what is going to bring all of the players and keep them there. And
do you remember
it fucking
Skyrim?
Did for like 5 years.
Do you remember
Skyrim? Yeah, I remember it glitching on me and me
that's
not being able to get achievements because it fucked up.
Skyrim's the best game.
Look, I'd rather them make a game that's too awesome.
Oh, I used to be an adventurer like you
until I took
an arrow to my knee.
This is getting a little...
Every single person said the same thing to you in that game.
Dan, I'm promoting your passion, and I'm switching my vote to Halo 3. That was a 360 game that lasted almost the entire console generation,
yeah,
and it was played by everybody.
Yeah, it did.
The entire... It lasted 2 years.
How about longevity?
Dude, it was the first Halo on the 360.
That game was massive.
Yeah, it was huge. Dude, I don't think you really remember how much we played it.
Yeah.
I played it so much.
I can't believe that. Like, it just... Because...
Chad, Skyrim is a better game.
Skyrim sucks.
Skyrim has
how many hours did you spend running through an open field doing nothing and then get attacked by a dragon?
How many times have I cried?
Once.
You cried playing Skyrim?
Like announcement trailer. You fuck you!
Hold on, relax.
He sold it. You didn't even beat it and you sold it. You were like, Skyrim sucks.
Damn, you can't just go, you ran around in an open field.
Chad sold it and told me it sucked.
I sold Halo 3.
You told me Skyrim sucked. You told me it sucked and you hated it and
you
sold it.
Can't change his position.
When the hell did I ever say it sucked?
You sold it and said, Skyrim sucks, I can't get into it. You said it, because I was shocked.
I played for, tens Listen, of hours.
Today
I play
he's saying he likes Skyrim. That's all that matters.
Yeah, but what about Halo 3? You got like Forge and stuff like that. Like, how many hours
did
you
spend? No, you don't have Forge in Halo 3.
Yes, yeah, you do have Forge.
Oh, sorry, you do.
How many hours did you guys spend building maps and the multiplayer?
It was fun playing multiplayer, but
fine. Take your goddamn Skyrim.
Well, think about like the My Son, My Sundays, how much you guys played Halo 3. Mm-hmm. You guys all begged me to try and get into it.
We played Halo 3 because it was the only game. Like, I was let down when that
Mad
game
Company
came out.
2
I had
so
such
much
high
better.
Expectations for
it. I gotta tell you.
It was
a fantastic
game. I'm not discrediting
I think you guys jumped the gun. I think you jumped the gun.
I literally
didn't give it serious thought.
Okay.
I did not.
Scary. Crackdown. Remember Crackdown? Why people played it? Because Halo 3 beta was on it.
Crackdown wasn't even into Halo.
Crackdown
until,
was surprisingly really good.
Months after Halo 3 came out.
That's besides the point. When Halo 3 beta came out, I fucking didn't go to bed.
All right.
For over 2 days.
Halo, okay. Let's vote. Let's
Skyrim
vote.
Wins.
Let's vote well, Skyrim. You vote Skyrim?
Halo 3.
Skyrim, obviously.
Halo 3?
It's Skyrim.
Okay.
All right, coming up next. Great. Star Fox versus Warcraft.
Star Fox.
Warcraft's a great game, but it's too...
I'm excited to try and fight for Star Fox as well.
Oh, Dan.
I'm never voting for a
Don't
game.
Don't do this, Dan.
Halo 2 versus Tetris.
Halo 2. Come on. You guys cannot do this. Halo 2 was the...
Halo
2 was the first big console multiplayer game.
No,
maybe not for
Tetris
you.
Tetris is a good competitor because Tetris is old. It's been around forever. There's been a million like reboots of Tetris.
Yeah.
It's a classic, awesome game.
Halo 2.
But Halo 2 is better.
At least give me one round of Halo 2.
Okay, like...
Halo 2.
The whole
Halo
2.
Yeah. Tetris has had its time.
Thank Halo 2.
Oh my god, I would have had to fucking...
Alright, Halo 2. Now, I'm gonna mix.
Move.
Leave. I would have had to leave.
Final Fantasy 7 versus Portal 2.
7?
I don't never played 7.
I love Portal. I love puzzle games.
I have to
7
go with Portal.
Is my number one, so it's an obvious.
I am not a big fan of JRPGs.
This is Portal 2.
The hair.
Okay.
And
I haven't played Final Fantasy
7 and, like the.
So I don't know.
Really, really
is
bad.
Is it,
I can't vote.
TJ, this is the time to state your case.
Okay. It looks like
Final Fantasy 7 is.
I'm gonna have a hard time getting guys over, but basically, Final Fantasy 7 to me was like the greatest storyline of any video game I've ever played. Which I know, without explaining it, which I need like 20 minutes to do, it was not going to really win you over. It also has an amazing score. Final Fantasy is known for its music, and Final Fantasy VII is awesome. Like, I don't have any soundtracks from any games. Final Fantasy VII is the one I have, and it's amazing. And
Final Fantasy VII was the
so
first
well.
3D one to come
first
out. First 3D
RPG. Mm-hmm. Yep, it was massive.
Like, if you grew up with a PlayStation 1 instead of a Nintendo 64, this was your Ocarina of Time. This was, like, the biggest Final Fantasy game to ever come
out. I'm giving this some serious thought. I mean,
this game has had huge impact on the gaming industry. Like, there's no
denying
it.
I'm going to give it to Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy, yeah. I haven't played it, but...
Yeah, it sounds too.
Do you guys like know the characters and everything? At least,
yeah,
like
Sephiroth
the fact, is like
all the stuff that I know about that game, and like I played it. Actually, I had it for PC, and it bugged like halfway through the game, so I never finished it. But I remember like watching people play that, and just being like blown away, and like the
I missed it completely.
You know, the
never,
turn-based
I've
fighting,
never
but
even
like
seen it,
it was turn-based, but it had those animations like of all like
the materia that the magic
like
gave.
A high level player like the shit that he would summon and it's just that sword like it's very iconic.
Do you
like,
remember fighting Sephiroth at the end of the game?
One Winged Angel.
Do you guys remember
that
music?
That was
the
hardest thing ever.
No man, Emerald and Ruby.
Is it a train?
Oof. I beat Emerald and Ruby.
What is the Final Fantasy where it...
Opens on a train?
No, it opens up, and you're literally thrown right in. There's almost not even a video. And then there's police cars around. You're in the middle of a street, and there's, like, police cars around.
I think
Sonic
13.
Adventure.
Is it 13? No, it's old. It's old. It's one of the bad graphic ones.
Oh, Sonic Adventure.
So,
that might be 7.
Is it
7? Starts off where
you're
in a factory, and you're bombing this plant.
No, it starts off in a train. Well, yeah, that's the first thing you do, but you start off beside a train.
I don't know. I remember trying to play it, and I was like, I don't even understand what I'm doing, and I didn't ever play it again.
All right, well, Final Fantasy VII deserves it. That was an upset for me. Portal 2 is one of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah, it's like 6 or something on my list.
I just don't know if it deserves to beat Final Fantasy VII. It got stuck against Final Fantasy VII. That's all that happened.
Final Fantasy VII is also a much bigger experience than Portal is. Portal's just I'm not going to call it a simple puzzle game. Like, it's a really cool puzzle game.
Like, that's a good 90-hour RPG.
Scale.
TJ, are you happy that it survived? I mean, you were ready to defend it.
I feel like I can't even... It's probably not going to make the next round. I can't possibly defend it without going into the story and how, like, intricate and just amazing it is.
Even you opening up about it gave it that extra time it needed to, like... It was flatlining. And then it's like, I thought about it while, like... I had already voted for Portal 2. I think I said it out loud.
Listen, we're going to have an offline conversation about the story of Final Fantasy VII another day. And hopefully it blows your mind, if I can remember all the elements of the story.
Sure
will. It took 90 hours just to beat the story in that game.
Yeah, it counted the time, and it maxed out at 99. And I played it for like 300 hours.
Yeah, to level out all your characters was 200.
All the material.
Yeah.
All right,
let's move on. All right. Final Fantasy VII, way to go.
This could potentially be my first huge upset. Final Fantasy X versus Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, Final Fantasy X. Okay, let me... Okay. We just got done Final Fantasy VII. Final Fantasy X was the first Final Fantasy game to come out for PlayStation 2 with next-gen graphics. And on the PlayStation 2, Chad's a big fan of KOTAR, so I hate that it's up against this.
I bought Final Fantasy X.
But he loved that game.
I did until it fucking froze on me and broke, and I never...
At the time, Final Fantasy X was by far the best graphics for any game ever.
It was so amazing, man. Like, that was the defining JRPG of the PS2.
Right, and it was an amazing game. Like, it actually rivaled Final Fantasy VII at the time, which is the first time it ever happened since, you know...
Chad, let's talk about Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Okay. Story, right? The story is still the best story in any game, in any Star Wars movie, of any Star Wars, like, story ever.
I remember you raving about that game. You would come and try and get me to play it all the time, and I was just so uninterested.
I wasn't really into it at first, but then like I kept playing.
You told me the twist. Story, you couldn't wait to tell me the twist.
Yeah, the story grabbed me, and I was just, oh my god! And the way the game played, it was very linear for the first like 8 hours or so.
Yeah.
And you become a Jedi. You go through the Jedi training. You have to memorize certain things from the Jedi code. You land on the Jedi planet and stuff.
Yeah.
You get to build your own lightsaber. And then...
That's pretty cool.
And then all of a sudden, like, they're like, okay, you need to find this like, Sith Lord.
Yeah.
Like, he's ruling the galaxy right now.
Yeah, there's, like, an army of Sith. They have, like, their own... Not, like, army of Sith users, but they call themselves the Sith Army, and they're just soldiers. Like the Republic has a...
Oh. And they're all over the galaxy, so it's like you've already spent like probably 10 or 15 hours in the game, and it's been linear this whole time, and you're on the Jedi planet of Dantooine, and then
it's my planet.
and then you get into your ship and you go to the star map, and it's just like 7 planets
you can go
to, and you're just like, oh my god, where do I go? And it's the first time that has ever happened in a game for me, where it was just all of these planets, with each planet you go to is like probably 5 or 6 hours of expansive storyline and just excellent narration, and it's the best game I've ever.
My vote, because like all the things that Final Fantasy VII was able to achieve, and like all the things that I heard about Final Fantasy VII, I played some of it. I was hearing, that 10 was supposed to be like this big second coming, right? Like, and it didn't hit the same beats. And I have not heard anything bad about Knights of the Republic. Only good things. The story that I've heard, like, told to me, I'm like on the edge of my seat, like, listening to it. And my vote goes towards Knights of the Republic.
I refuse to let Final Fantasy X go down like that. That was KOTAR, I played over the summer, and like, I know it's an old game and it's hard to do this, but that part where you get to the Jedi planet is still very linear, and the building your lightsaber thing is just like, build your lightsaber, blue or yellow.
Dude, you never had that.
What do you want?
No, like, those customizations. You could change the way it looked. You
blue
change,
or yellow.
You could change the crystal you put in it. There are different crystals.
You get on the
powers.
Ship. The game goes open world, and I go to this space station instead of jumping right into the next game story quest. And I get there, and there's some guy sitting in the space station who asked me to play cards with him, and it opens up this mini game in the game.
There's a mini game.
The card game was so boring.
Well,
generally
the game's probably enormous. I mean, I could probably pick out Final Fantasy X's smallest mini game. And
KOTOR was so good that the next game that BioWare made after
Mass Effect,
no, Jade Empire, got 9.9 only because of how good KOTOR was.
That's true.
And then they made Mass Effect, Mass Effect series.
Yeah, BioWare's reputation went through the fucking roof because of Knights of the Old Republic. Final Fantasy X is just...
Another Final Fantasy.
It's number 10. I remember watching you guys play
it. No, it's not. Another Final Fantasy game. It's one of the biggest games in the series.
That's right. It was rekindled that, like, what I saw in 7 and 10 finally. That's why I have to vote for it.
It was the reason to buy PS2 for years.
What happened to Final Fantasy 9? Was that online?
No, Final Fantasy 9 was for PlayStation 1.
11 was online.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 11 was online. Jeez. Final Fantasy 10 was like the game that sold PlayStation 2s. It was the exclusive to have. It was fantastic. Look, I know we're all Star Wars fans.
It's the same case. Not even that. It's the same case as Final Fantasy VII. I'm not willing to push two games forward based on that alone.
All right. Fair enough. KOTOR, I'm not that upset about it. Sorry, I'm sure it's a great
game. Can I honestly back up this vote? I don't think that my vote...
It's 2-2.
It's not up to me. It shouldn't be up to me. It's not fair. Make a phone call. Phone a friend.
There's no way I can do that.
Dude, that's not fair because I've never played either of them.
Chat. I've heard.
Knights of the Republic is like Mass Effect. You know, like Mass Effect.
You told me everything about it, and I thought it was awesome. And I've never really been a fan of Final Fantasy myself because I don't like JRPGs.
Picture Mass Effect coming out on the first generation, like Xbox consoles. That's what Knights of the Old Republic was.
I know,
and it was from a game that was totally different, totally completely separate from every other game.
I know it was awesome, but I know how awesome Final Fantasy X was too, because I remember seeing the videos. I know that was weird.
The videos look incredible,
but they're videos. They're videos.
Hey guys, like
I just don't like turn-based games, and I never played it, and I never played KOTOR because I wasn't into Star Wars at the time.
I love Final Fantasy X.
We all surround ourselves, like, all of our peers play video games. Like, everybody that I've ever asked about either of these games has praised Knights of the Republic and said, Final Fantasy X was alright. So it's like, I'm kind of, like, all my arsenal of friends who have talked about these games, I'm kind of putting that in my vote.
Doug, you voted for Knights of the Republic. I'm sincerely sorry for this.
KOTOR moves on.
It doesn't hurt me, because I was happy 7-3. I'm glad for Doug.
Again, guys, we all have our personal lists.
Final Fantasy X to be dismissed as, it was just another Final Fantasy.
I know. Okay, fine. I think it got its due.
Okay.
Is it not one of the standout ones, aside from 7?
Absolutely, it is.
Because 11, I don't even know what the fuck 11
MMO.
Was an MMO.
Oh, so
guys, even the
12 was horrible, and 13 was horrible, right?
No, actually, they're both very good games.
13 was horrible.
No, it wasn't.
Dude, I've listened to the podcast for a year.
There's so many fun
games. What are we running right now?
Probably an hour and a half. Just the fact that we're given time to state our case is a better process than the movies one, where we just voted, and no one got to say why.
Yeah, true.
Right? So it's like, this is fun. We all said our top five personally, so it's like we've got that to fall back on. Let's just move forward. KOTOR wins that round.
All right, next. Super Mario, or what? Super Smash Brothers Brawl versus Far Cry 3.
Smash Brothers. Far Cry. I love Far Cry. I love it.
Kicked at all Super Smash Brothers games.
Smash Brothers
and
is my number two.
I wanted to love it.
I've got some good
I played a lot of Smash
Artillery for that.
No, that's fine. That was just my small piece on Far Cry.
Every day
Far Cry was an amazing game.
You want to say anything about it? Well, you know what? It got pretty widely outvoted.
Mario 3 versus Resident Evil 2.
Oh.
Mario 3 for me.
Mario 3 is a classic, but, I mean, Resident Evil 2 was one of my... Like, out of my top two series, Final Fantasy and Resident Evil.
Yeah.
So, I got to vote Resident Evil, even though it's probably going to go.
Mario 3.
Mario 3
was enormous.
Yeah, like, no, it was.
I dismiss Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
Mario
yeah,
3 was the first game where I was old enough to actually
yeah, it's like
comprehend that I'm into games now.
Yeah. I love this.
The fact that the original Mario Brothers guys, the fact that the original Mario Brothers and Mario Brothers 3 were on the same hardware is crazy.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
The original Mario sprite, just like this stupid fucking.
Don't get me
squares.
Wrong. I had Mario 1, like I played it all the time. But 3 was like
3 is huge.
I would go to my friend's house and try.
We still play. Games? We go to Tim's cottage and we still play.
Yeah, Mario 3. If I saw 3 at any moment, I would stop talking.
But that does not
pick up the controller yeah. and play.
What's he going up against? Far Cry,
Resident Evil 2.
Oh, that's Resident Evil 2.
Oh, that was the last one. Yeah, Resident Evil 2 though. Holy shit, that was.
I had it for Nintendo 64.
That was one of the best games I've ever
played. I remember in the grade school like fights during recess, which system is better? N64 or PlayStation?
That was
and my thing was like, okay, it needs two discs. We can fit it on one cartridge, and like that was my my argument for the
a low price of $109.99.
Oh my god! Right. Okay, next, Braid versus Metal Gear Solid 4.
Another Dougie upset.
Come on, man.
I'm gonna go with 4.
State your case with 4.
Metal Gear Solid 4 is massive.
Metal Gear Solid 4 is...
Yes.
And Braid is really tiny,
one of my... Yes. Oh my god. Obviously, it's one of my favorite games of all time, but it was so... It's so huge. The thing with PlayStation games is they're very time-sensitive. They work very hard on making these games that are big and awesome, but then the next generation comes out and they're dated and it's hard to play them. You couldn't jump right into Metal Gear Solid 1 and get into the series... but you almost need to because 1, 2, 3, and 4 follow the same direct storyline. So it's very hard to just say to you guys, play 4 and get into it. But I'm telling you, this game is so fantastic. The boss fights
in that
game.
Okay, but when 5 comes out, will you still love 4 then?
Yeah, I still love 2 and 3.
Is it timeless enough to...
Definitely. The story in this game is fantastic. It's still one of the best looking games on PlayStation 3. Well, I don't know about that.
It was for a very long time.
It pushed it to the next level. I was doubting PS3 for so long, and this game came out, like, I don't know where to even start. Just the weapon system is so huge, the crafting, the
it's online... It's so insane was versus fun. That little dude in a suit.
The game just has so many different modes in it. So much was worked into the fucking code of this game. There's, like, a part where you're on a plane, and you're going back to a level in the first PS1 game of Metal Gear Solid, and your PS3 shuts off, turns back on... and reboots as a PlayStation 1, and you have to play the first PlayStation 1 level, and then when you beat it, you wake up on a plane, and it was a dream.
And it also fucks with you.
That's the end of the game. That's so funny. Okay, you're fighting with, like, your brother, who's been rivals with you for the last 4 games, and never in any of the games do you do this. You can sneak up behind people and kind of, like, put your hand over their mouth and push them down, but you just both rip your shirts off and fight on top of the Metal Gear, like, fists out, just... 2 health meters that were never in the game before come up above each character.
Oh my
and
god!
You just punch him to death on top of the Metal Gear. Just that, and there's another part of the game where you're dying. The whole game, it's saying, like, you're old Snake, you're dying, and you're crawling towards the end where you basically have to shut off this computer, and all these things are coming at you, and you're just tapping the controller as hard as you can to, like, get up and pant. And you're just, no, no! And the game's designed so you can never actually lose, but you run out of stamina as he's running out of stamina on the screen. It's the best game ever.
Isn't it not
it's
a part
so
of that game?
So fucking awesome.
Where you're talking to, like, a general or something, and it's like, you've been playing the game for too long.
Yeah,
it's like tripping you up.
Take a break.
Tim had been playing this game for like 12 straight hours, and he said at this point he was exhausted. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning, and that came on, and it hit him at the perfect point where, like, he actually was tripping out. He was like, what the fuck? And I lived with him at the time, and he came and he told me, he's like, what the fuck is happening? And I came in and I watched it, and I was just like, that is a great idea. Like, that is awesome.
It's just like,
you know, Metal Gear Solid, man.
When he's done, really I got a case.
Yeah,
I'm actually changing my vote to Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah,
on the assumption,
yeah.
He sold me on it that it's going to be a better game.
There's a part too, like, in the Metal Gear. Yeah, it's a very very.
Well, haven't saved the case for Braid yet.
Can we? Yeah, I loved Braid.
You know,
I really did.
I did too. But it's a small game.
I haven't beaten it, and I still hear that Braid has one of the best endings of any game ever. In the history,
you know what? I feel
endings.
Like everyone's assuming the ending is good because no one read the books along the way. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't.
Oh my god, Braid hit me at the perfect time. I was like, I was going through a breakup, and I was just like, the story throughout the chapters, like going back through time, and like the mistakes that whatever, like just everything hit me. Was just like, this is about me. I'm supposed to be playing this game. And just knowing nothing about it, dying the first time, and it's like, oh, I gotta restart. And then it's just like, wait, X. And then you just see...
That was definitely the coolest thing.
You're rewinding, yeah. You're just like...
But that's not even what? The big thing about the game, was like the later levels, where like the time travel wasn't so much integral to the puzzles, it was like walking forward and walking backwards, just shifted time. And like the way that game just opened up what I thought a game could be, you know what I mean? Like the different puzzle solving, like the fact that it just gives you a screen... Everything you need to solve this puzzle is right there in front of you.
Just
and you can sit there for 10 minutes and like, fuck. You don't know what's going on and you don't know why. And it's like,
because I jumped or because I killed something at one point, like, now I can't do this. Like, you literally... And my statement for this game is that I've beat it twice, or maybe, I don't even know, twice than I can remember, and any one of you could pick it up, and I would watch you play the entire game through and be so captivated at, like, watching your thought process. And, like, it's not about leveling up. It's not about stamina. It's not about knowing the combination of buttons or anything like that. It's just overcome this just mind trick. You know what I mean? Like, it was huge. And it was in a time where all the best games had to be HD graphics and AAA budget and all this shit. And it was, like, this small game that... almost, like, it was my deciding factor in buying buying a 360.
Yeah, it was like, hey, there's all those retail games, but there's also games you can have.
Yeah, plus it legitimized Xbox Live Arcade. That whole thing that
you just said right there, I think Jonathan Blow would really, really appreciate. Because in Indie Game, the movie, he talks about how his game came out, and he got all these great reviews, but he was reading why people thought that the reviews, or, like, why the reviews were so high. And he's like, that's great that you guys like my game, but you don't like it for the reasons that I want you
to. That's what I'm saying.
And I think that Joe actually does like it for the reasons that he wanted him to. So,
yeah,
that's a tough one, it is, but it's still Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
It's too hard to put these games up against each other.
I'm more comfortable that I got outvoted even before I had a chance to state my case. But Metal Gear Solid outvoted Braid.
Yeah.
Yep. Metal Gear.
Yeah.
All right, fucked.
Braid is so fucking awesome.
No, that's fine.
I have a story that's, like, gone by the wayside, but you know, you had mentioned a moment where it was just, like, read Tim's mind, that game.
Yeah.
Have you guys talked about Antichamber before?
No.
Not on a podcast I've heard of. Joe recommended Antichamber, which is an awesome game. And I just had this... It's, like, a weird moment where, like, the laws of physics just don't... weird game where the laws of physics don't apply. Like, you can go backwards and something's changed behind you. It doesn't make any sense. And there's this one moment in the game where it was just, like, I couldn't believe they did this. I was dropped somewhere, and I was like, what the fuck? And all of a sudden, WTF was right in front of me on the screen. And I was like... And I turned around, and I was like, And then, on the screen. It read my freaking mind. It was insane.
That's crazy.
I couldn't believe it. And I want you guys to play this game, and you probably did the exact same thing.
What the fuck?
You guys know that the concept of the game is all, like, it's like line art, like, with, like, no textures to the walls and everything. Yeah. And they still do some really crazy graphic things. And when they do it, it's like, you are saying, like, what the fuck? And, like, they knew you were going to think that. It was, like, just human
That's awesome. Nature.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
So, goodbye, Braid. It was fun.
Next.
All right, next and last for this segment is Final Fantasy II versus StarCraft. StarCraft for me.
StarCraft for me.
StarCraft.
Even though what Doug said about the storyline of Final Fantasy II, StarCraft's fucking amazing.
I probably have to give it
StarCraft is the first PC game that I ever got into.
StarCraft is still incredible.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Oh, it is. I mean,
yeah, but still Final Fantasy II. I'm gonna vote FF2. I played each game about 3 hours in my life, so...
All right, well, that was... What's
that's
up?
That's it? Final Fantasy? Yeah. StarCraft?
StarCraft, yeah. Oh, Doug voted for StarCraft.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's a 4 vote. Nice. All right, thanks. Down to 16 games. It's going to get pretty crazy, and we're going to wrap up pretty quick here. It's starting to wind down.
Yeah.
We already pretty much stated the cases for all the games, so...
Yeah. It's going to go quicker, I think.
Yeah. All right, so after a quick break, we'll get back to round 2. Thanks for listening. Okay, sorry guys, we missed a short, 5 minutes of audio, but we fixed the problem. We actually just talked about the next round was Mass Effect 2 versus Resident Evil 4, and it was pretty well unanimous, Mass Effect 2.
Yep.
So
yep.
We'll move on. Yep. I mean, there was really no discussion.
Resident Evil 4 was fucking awesome, though.
Yeah. But it got
Come on, Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2, Danny.
Resident Evil 4, the big thing about that game, it's the first game I can remember where, and I'm repeating myself now, it's the first game that I can remember where... you know, you had full range of where you were shooting and the guy, like, at the enemy.
It very much changed the way
you worked. Yeah, and, like, they would throw, like, something at you, and, like, shooting their weapons out of their hands or shooting their leg when you didn't have enough ammo was huge, right? And, like, the fact... I remember, like, as soon as you see a guy light up a TNT and starts running after you and just aim at that thing, like, him and 10 others just obliterated. Obliterated?
Obliterated.
Obliterated.
Obliterated. I overpronounced that. You know, before that game in Resident
Evil,
is what
you're trying
they
to
had
say,
weird
right?
camera angles. If you're running at the screen and you would have to hit left, your character would go right because it was his left.
Yeah, it's weird.
Before that, Resident Evil had ridiculous controls.
Yeah.
So hey, Resident Evil 4 like really revolutionized.
The corner of the room.
It was tank controls, camera. Right?
Yeah.
So Mass Effect 2 moves forward. Yep. Okay, so we've got Fallout 3 versus Final Fantasy 7.
Three.
Are you serious?
This three. Is going to be tough for...
Those are my top two.
Not so hard for Doug.
Top two?
I actually was going to put Fallout 3 first until I started going back and Fallout thinking 3. About Final Fantasy 7 seriously.
Well, congratulations, Final Fantasy VII. You made it past the first round against all odds.
Against all odds.
Against all odds, and
I do feel like I got a pity vote last round, so it's fine to lose, even though I'll vote Final Fantasy VII.
What did Final Fantasy VII beat? We got it here. Portal 2.
Oh, yeah, deserving.
Yeah.
I didn't like Fallout 3. Everybody fucking loved it.
What'd you not like about it?
It wasn't Elder Scrolls, which is my biggest concern.
So you didn't like it as much as...
Well, you still play Elder Scrolls then.
I know, but there wasn't...
But it was Elder Scrolls for a different audience,
was
a new audience.
Was Elder Scrolls like Skyrim setting, like medieval? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, like that's the Elder Scrolls series.
Okay,
like,
see, I prefer post-apocalyptic, which is the only reason I vote Fallout 3 over Skyrim, so it's just a matter of taste.
It was awesome. I don't like that future, sad kind of feeling.
Oh.
I didn't like it.
I love that. There's hope in that, though.
Yeah, you're more of a happy camper.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I want to be give back me my in bow. Time where I'm listening to beautiful tunes.
Acoustic and guitar and green grass is true.
That's what I want. It's not even a joke. It wasn't it that. Is.
So Fallout 3 moves ahead.
Yeah.
StarCraft versus Bad Company 2.
BC2.
BC2.
StarCraft.
BC2. Yeah. BC2. Also, we should... one thing that we did...
Squad gay.
Oh, yeah.
One thing that I should mention...
Why me? Why?
One thing I should mention that we lost it in the 5 minutes or whatever is that it has been randomized. These are the top 16 games, and there's no need to play seed against seed. It's just random. We're making it exciting. So, Bad Company 2 moves ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to say my little piece on StarCraft. I think we all know StarCraft was an awesome game. People still play it today. I think you guys didn't play it PC in the beginning. So
I played PC for a while.
I played the N64 did version. You?
Also, that game obviously set the standard for so many real-time strategy games. So
absolutely.
The game's... I don't want to understate it. See what I mean? So
yeah.
That's all I have to say about it.
It is an achievement.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, we got to the same thing during movies. It was like, you started to argue, and it's like, no, Forrest Gump's the eighth best movie, like, against whatever, the ninth. You know? And it's just like, what are we arguing here, guys? Like,
I just don't want it to go out... You know, there's probably
yeah, it's on our
a
top
lot
16.
Of people listening going, what the fuck? You know what I mean? So there's... Like, well, I at least recognize StarCraft. I think you guys would say the same. Like... It's
oh, yeah.
Obviously
it's
monumental.
So theoretically, at this point, StarCraft is 16, the 14th game.
Yeah. That's right. I mean? That is pretty good.
So it's 14 out of every single game.
I think it
deserves
game.
That. Yeah,
I voted for it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'd place it over Bad Company personally, but hey.
So, guys, there's a couple of battles in this round that are just, you know, they're heart-wrenching. They're heart-wrenching. And this is the first one.
No.
Skyrim versus Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina of Time.
I mean,
come on.
Wind Waker's on there, and Wind Waker is taking my Zelda vote. So
okay.
Skyrim.
There are two completely different Zelda experiences.
We have three Zelda games on there?
No.
Majora's Mask.
There's two.
Okay.
Majora's Mask was a listener submission. The winning.
Skyrim!
Come on, man. Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina of Time. The game that made you who you are. The Ocarina theory.
Skyrim is still forming. Who's going
to
be in the future?
I'm actually very quiet. True. I don't know what to say.
So here's my Ocarina of Time case. The case I make for Ocarina of Time is the fact that Skyrim's great, but it's very, very flat. And I don't mean geographically. I mean, like, the fact that you go and you get a quest, and it's essentially the same thing. You clear a dungeon, you clear a castle, you clear a stronghold, and you get whatever treasures at the end.
Ocarina of Time is that exact same thing.
No, it's not, man.
Yes, it is.
What about going back and forth in time? And, like, solving puzzles that way.
What about going to Winterhold?
What about having to...
Fucking, like, white run.
What about having to win over a horse?
The discovery that happens in Skyrim? In between. Like, you have no idea what's going to come up.
Yeah, but it's
like
just geography, man. Like, I know the architecture might be better. The architecture might be better in Skyrim, but that's not going to win it the better game. Like, the fact that you had to, like, achieve the horse. Not just ride any horse that's walking by. You know what I mean? Like,
you can still do it.
You can't shoot a bow and arrow on while you're riding a horse in Skyrim.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Now with the update.
That wasn't fun anyways.
Yes, oh my god.
Yes, that's the
of a true video.
Also, okay.
I
let's talk about the hookshot. Let's talk about the boomerang. Let's talk about all the dungeons
new boots,
that define
new shields.
Dungeons.
Upgrading.
The things that you can only do in the
you
given
can't talk
spot.
About
that you can
like,
use
the boss fights.
You kill
yes.
a dragon, you take the dragon's bones and scales and create
the strongest armor.
Do you remember all the mini games?
And then not only do you just create that armor, you enchant all of that armor to make what skills that you play with.
There's magic in Ocarina.
Hey,
there's enchanting in Ocarina. The Master
Sword.
I'm
buying this house. This house, I'm putting all my shit in it. My wife is going to give me stuff when
I come home. Upgrade your own house?
Here's my
There's
one.
Five different houses.
Skyrim is the... Oh,
here's also, my one. Marriage in Skyrim? Come on.
I married a guy in Skyrim and it was hilarious.
Guys.
Dan came out.
Come on. Ocarina of Time.
I did.
Ocarina of Time.
If we're comparing games, Skyrim definitely wins as a game.
Okay.
No way.
This is my dilemma. Now, Ocarina of Time Dan's hit me asleep. Perfect time.
It hit us all perfect like, time, but we're not. I'm not thinking about it nostalgically. I'm thinking about gameplay, man.
Dude, I played that game through and through to the end three times.
Really?
Three times. One time by myself. Didn't find
it. I've beaten it more than once.
I beat it three times. I got
Ocarina? Which one?
Ocarina of Time.
Yeah,
three times,
dude.
The last time I got the strategy guide. I stole it from Mike. I got a strategy guide, and I tried to get every heart. I still didn't get all the hearts.
Oh my god!
I was missing one corner. Of the 20th heart.
That's the heart pieces alone are amazing.
Yeah.
But when
it came back to it, I got Ocarina of Time again for 3DS and I tried to play through it. I really, really wanted to enjoy it. I got to Jabu Jabu's belly and I was done. I was like, dude, this sucks.
So you outplayed the game. That doesn't make it a bad game.
But Skyrim, I could still play.
No, you can't.
The whole idea.
I dare you to boot it up.
Sneaking through a cave, creeping, and just pulling my bow back and shooting a guy in the head and just watching his body ragdoll.
Alright, okay.
Look at my list!
I'm fine.
Skyrim's number 5 on that, and Ocarina's 2, I think. I'm still.
So what is your argument then? Why are you voting against yourself?
I'm going with Skyrim. Chad sold me on it.
Alright. Let me finish with Skyrim, okay? Or sorry, with Ocarina of Time. As fun as it is to go and enchant your weapons and all that stuff, like, it doesn't beat collecting, like, the skull icons in
Skyrim has collectibles, though.
Yeah, but they're not as fun. They're not as enjoyable. They don't mean as much as they do
Ocarina of Time.
It's tools. You said
you got 20 out of 60.
I'm not talking about the reward in the game. I'm talking about the reward of saying, I have all of them.
Sure.
That was
Skyrim is missing that.
No, that is something that you get from Nintendo
games. Going through that game, like, the story, it's driving you forward through the thing.
Two of the best games that I've ever played. It's hard to tell me which, like, I can't.
Ocarina of Time is the best game of that time.
Skyrim, you can go anywhere in the map from day one. Ocarina of Time, it's like, you can go up on top of Death Mountain or whatever it is, and it's like, you go into that dungeon, and you start, it, like, it's too hot in there. You have to, like, achieve, you have to go, and, like, you have to grow up, get the right tunic. Oh, my God.
Get the shield.
Yeah, but you can't find
Mirror
a
shield.
Mammoth.
The
first day.
What's that?
You see a mammoth? You see a giant? That thing's gonna fuck you up.
I got my ass whooped until I came.
That's
back
actually
later.
A, kind of a selling point of Skyrim too, to a certain extent, right? Is the fact that you can go anywhere and it scales.
Oh man!
I understand both.
Anywhere
arguments,
in Skyrim. I remember finding a ship in Skyrim. Like, oh my god, I can find
underwater, man.
Yeah, like I'm gonna go underwater. I found a chest. There's no loading time.
Dungeon.
Skyrim was like unlimited possibilities, man. Like they had. Like, wasn't there... Was this vampires? Is that
football? Yeah, there was
and werewolves, right?
Yeah.
It was just like... I didn't even know it was going to come. It almost seemed out of place.
Sorry, guys.
I vote to Ocarina of Time.
Skyrim has the vote.
Skyrim's got 3 votes.
Bygrim. I feel like it's a win-win.
Bygrim online.
Either way, right?
It is a win-win. They're both amazing games.
Halo 2 versus Smash Brothers Brawl. Smash Brothers Brawl. Versus, I know I'm...
Brawl versus what?
Halo 2.
Halo 2.
Brawl.
Halo 2.
KK.
Halo 2.
Halo 2, and I'll tell you why Halo 2. Smash Brothers Brawl, it was fun. It was a fun party game.
No.
But it was only in the living room. There was no online. None.
That's
at
better.
All. No, it's not. Halo 2 was the first game.
Okay, Halo 2 has the votes. Let me fight for Smash Brothers.
Halo 2 was
Halo 2 has 4 votes. Let me talk about Smash Brothers before it gets destroyed.
I didn't vote Halo 2. I
don't think you voted anything.
I got 3 votes. Oh.
Well, okay,
give me a chance to sway, guys. Smash Brothers Brawl, I know, like, you may have been more attached to Melee, but, like, it's bigger than Melee. It's got better items. The items alone that, like, they mess with the gameplay, like, you could...
Which one's Brawl and which one's Melee?
Brawl's one for Wii. Melee is for GameCube. But they're essentially the same game, one's for Wii, right?
Okay,
But Smash Bros. Brawl had more characters, it had more levels, it was faster.
Level creator.
Yeah, the level creator alone was disgusting. It was so awesome, Dan. You remember playing those levels.
I love that game.
It built a new game for us to play.
Halo.
Also, the fact that it's every single one of your favorite Nintendo characters, like, no, you're just going crazy. Like,
it's great. That is, it was a lot of fun.
The controls, simple but effective. Like, the feeling, and like I say, it was a calorie burner playing that game. Like, you're on the edge of your seat, you're laughing the whole time. You've got all your friends just, like, having the best time ever. There's no, like, fuck, stupid idiot, this game sucks, I don't like my teammates, all that stupid shit. You don't have that in Smash Brothers. It's just a complete experience. And the Smash attack. When you are holding it and you're like, I've timed this perfectly, and he's coming down on me and I've got him, and you hit that motherfucker with a smash attack, it's the greatest feeling ever. They go flying off the fucking map. Like, the game is so crazy. You can play it for hours. Think about Great Fox level.
That's the only one that I did play. That's literally the only map I played.
There's so many great ones, man.
Okay, but listen. My only argument for Halo 2, and I gotta say, like, we're talking Little League here and Major League.
Fuck you.
No. Not fuck me.
If that's your criteria, then you're right.
Halo 2.
If that's your criteria.
Halo 2, the birth of DLC. They started map packs. They started DLC, which is huge now. Every fucking game has DLC. Games that don't even deserve to have DLC, have DLC. Vehicle fights in console gaming, while in a first-person game, Halo. And it was the first one online. This game is... it's insane. Everyone bought an Xbox to play Halo online.
It's got the votes.
Halo is... Man, look at my fucking walls right now. Halo 4, Master Chief's helmet, all the sparkles.
I
know, but dude, I'm... my toys.
Nintendo. We're talking about Nintendo, man. All the fuck... it's got the votes. Hey, I'm happy to see it leave at 10th of all time.
That's pretty good.
Joe, you sold me on it, so...
No!
Smash?
Yeah. So it's 3 versus 2?
For the same reason I switched Metal Gear 4.
You switch?
I switched.
Oh, you too?
Don't you dare!
Take 3 for Smash?
I'm switching! I'm sick of fucking shitty teammates and waiting for matchmaking.
You're playing it wrong!
Same fucking levels over and over again.
Shut the fuck up. Matchmaking? Matchmaking was introduced with Halo, and what would games online be without matchmaking? You're gonna play custom games with fucking like
Doom for a redesign?
No, it's not.
You think matchmaking's perfect?
You are fucked. Yes. Are you kidding
me? You love waiting in your fucking living room.
Hold on, motherfucking shit, cocksucker!
You are as mad as you are because you play that game.
That doesn't work like that.
All I hear are you guys swearing and screaming.
Okay, but whether it's good or bad, it invented it. It gets credit for inventing matchmaking.
Don't you switch your vote? He can switch it all.
I'm sorry. I switched it for the same reason I switched Metal Gear 4. I think.
You cannot tell me that Smash Brothers is better than Halo 2.
I don't
know. Halo 2!
It's more of a personal thing. Like,
no.
Yeah.
If I'm not kidding.
But I like more things about Smash Brothers than I do about Halo 2.
Trophies.
I'm fucking...
Every single trophy you collect.
I am so offended that I don't even want to be any of your friends anymore. I'm not kidding.
Did that just happen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Smash Brothers goes through. I stated my case for Smash Brothers and it worked.
Yeah.
Because of Smash Ball.
Dan almost won my back, but
Smash I never even mentioned the Smash Pokeball.
Yeah, you did. You talked about the Smash Ball for like at least
I talked about Smash Attack.
Okay, here we go. Let me bring up a crazy awesome memory that I've had with Halo 2.
No,
you watch the back of a Warthog. You drive around Valhalla and fucking kill everybody, blow shit up, steal a bomb, steal a flag. You can
Halo 2 is so good.
That's Halo 1 you're talking about.
It's Halo 1 that's so good.
Halo.
They've all been the same thing.
There's a reason why Halo is on my wall and Smash Brothers isn't.
Because
it's a better game. No. Because I prefer it. Because I prefer it. Are you kidding me?
If it's on your wall, I mean, everybody must agree it's the best game ever.
You want to look at... Well, look at sales.
I'm not going to argue sales.
Halo 2...
How good is Call of Duty? It's the highest selling game of all time.
Think about it, though. You have been very frustrated playing Halo 2, correct?
Yeah,
Smash
because
it's always a good time. I think more
was
games...
Halo 2 even on your list?
Yeah, it's my number one.
Hey,
was it?
Smash Bros.
Is my number
only
one. This is my favorite game that has ever come out.
Yes, you can.
You got your...
But
you have it.
I love that.
How long... How long does a game of Halo take?
As opposed to... We gotta move on.
We're online playing right now.
But I wish it had been redundant.
This is not redundant.
To my list.
It's inaudible, though. There's two different conversations.
Because of those
I can't believe you swayed them.
Yeah,
and yours is a bullshit vote.
Hey, we gotta move on, guys.
Yep, go.
Metal Gear Solid versus Wind Waker.
Puff, Wind Waker.
Metal Gear sucks.
Serious. Snake, it's me, Raiden.
All right, let's relax. Back. Let's relax.
Calm down.
Snake, get out of there.
Listen.
I'm honestly not even a part of this
anymore. Metal Gear's terrible.
The game is defending your own games, not smashing somebody else's.
I'm so done.
I'm not smashing him. I love Metal Gear, but it's terrible.
All right.
So Wind Waker?
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't want to vote.
Guys, this is the second the second heartfelt battle of this round, and that's, you know what, it might even be easy. Star Fox 64 versus Mario 64.
Star Fox.
Shit.
That's not all easy. Range mode! And that's why we're not fucking...
That's why you can't...
Okay, all right. I vote... Jesus. These are like this the exact tough. Same play experience for me.
Star so Fox? Does it really matter if one gets higher than
well,
the other?
Well, what about replay?
No, I'm going to vote for Star Fox.
Mario!
I'm voting for Star Fox because of the voice acting alone. Nice. All the little Ooh. Quips and like the amount of polish
Star
on that
Fox,
game.
Star Fox, I changed my point.
The amount, like, the amount of polish on that game, like for being a 64 game.
You guys like, in love with Joe? He alternate... talks and everyone vote gets fucking swayed instantly.
Hey, I'm still on Halo 2. Fuck Smash Brothers, gay.
All alternate routes.
Smash Brothers is gay. I haven't enjoyed Smash Brothers since GameCube, and GameCube's gay.
You know what I enjoyed?
Fuck this.
You guys make a good point.
Gay.
That's stupid. Really good.
It's gay.
You sound like an idiot.
Come from the guy who's like, man, you get a smash attack, and the guy comes down, and you just type it proof.
All right, we've
and moved on. And you knock him off the map.
Really?
Yes.
Are you turning into a fucking little whiny bitch?
You kicked out my favorite game.
No, it didn't. It got voted out, Dan. We vote on all these games. And your vote lost.
You switched it. You switched his because he didn't even
No,
care.
But that's what this is, though.
Really. I do care. What the fuck are you talking about?
You played with him. He played with you.
I lit it. Dolus.
That's
right.
KOTOR.
All right, Dan.
KOTOR versus Super Mario Bros. 3.
Mario Bros. 3.
What did you vote on?
Mario. I never played KOTOR.
Neither did I. It's kind of unfair.
Fuck you guys, you don't win.
I'm sorry I'm so bitter, but I'm not.
Jasmine.
I thought my nigga Jeff be rocking.
Hold on, we gotta
I don't know where my gem and glass done go to, but.
Alright, listen.
Yeah, I could have had it.
I was gonna go on this head tall, man.
Get all tall over here.
Alright, check. Alright, welcome back. Round three. It is recording. Round three, let's get started. Bad Company 2 versus Wind Waker.
Wind Waker. Bad Company 2.
Shit!
This is the first time I'm going to vote for Bad Company.
Wind Waker! Wait, what?
I've been voting against Bad Company this whole time, but now I'm voting for Bad Company. I didn't play Wind Waker, to be fair. So,
Wind Waker.
Wind Waker is the clear choice here.
Okay, yeah, so Wind Waker. What's the case for Bad Company?
Bad Company is the best game I ever played.
And Wind Waker is better.
But Wind Waker is better.
Bad Company's best game I play. Wind Waker, best game all time.
Bad Company, I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, Bad Company 2. Does anyone want a chance to pay homage to Bad Company while it's still around here?
I think we already did.
Bad Company 2. Bad Company 2 brought me and my friends closer together than I've ever been.
Nice.
And Wind Waker, I played by myself, beat half of it, and Tim took it back. So there's my choice.
But that Bad Company kept evolving into a different game. Like, we'd play it one way, and then it was like, did you guys play as this class yet with this gun? Or did you get in this vehicle with this class and do this?
The one thing about Wind Waker that I'll say, and it's actually something about Bad Company, is that Wind Waker is so much more personal. Like, I can go and just kind of and live in that world. Or Bad Company, it's all about, you know...
Bad Company is who the opponents are. Squad with
the opponents are. Who am I playing with? Like,
it varies. Yeah,
yeah. The map. You know, you get stuck with a map you don't like, and the game can get very frustrating. Wind Waker was just a complete experience. It's got my vote.
It's got my vote.
It's It's got three votes.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Wind Waker. This is my number one against my number two. Mass Effect 2 versus Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect 2.
Mass Absolutely. Effect 2.
Yeah.
Mass Effect
2. Unanimous.
Dan, you gonna vote? Mass
Effect 2? Unanimous.
So,
I'll never vote and I won't even buy Smash Bros. Because of this episode.
Unanimous.
Unanimous.
Unanimous vote.
Unanimous.
I did not say unanimous, did I? I did.
Okay, so Fallout 3, Super Mario Brothers 3.
Fallout 3?
Yes. Fallout 3.
Super Mario Brothers 3 was a hard-fought battle. We've stated our case for it.
It's done.
I would have said that.
What's the vote count? Are you...
I don't need to vote. It's got
SMB
4 votes.
SMB3.
No, I was just curious where we lie.
SMB3. Oh, really?
It's 3-2.
You're saying Super Mario Brothers?
We're going Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
And us three are going...
I don't know. I'm glad I don't have to vote.
Fallout? You're voting Fallout over Super Mario Brothers 3? Dude, I had more fun with
Fallout. The game that made...
Yeah, but it was a memory and it's great for what it was, but it's just that memory. Fallout
was just pills nuts.
You know what? I'm going to vote. I'm going to state my case. I'm going to vote Super Smash Bros. 3.
If Fallout had green grass in it,
Super Mario Bros. 3?
You would have sucked that game's dick.
Okay, so I'm voting Super Mario Bros. 3. The reason I vote against Fallout is the... it was a cool idea, but the zoom in feature, you know, where you can
vats,
yeah. It was poor execution, I thought.
You guys mentioned that's that like vats the whole game. No, it's not. You execute vats as like a feature, like, oh, I can use vats now. There's regular shooting in that game.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I didn't kill everybody.
Vats is like
vats, no aiming down the sights it. Though, right?
Right.
There's no aiming down the sights. It's just like you're aiming from the hip like
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure there's sights.
I thought there were sights too.
But that's Dark Knight.
Vats is like, you know, they do Breach in, was it Call of Duty?
I played Fallout 3.
Yeah, slow motion. You just aim where you want to.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, I'm saying it was poor execution. It wasn't pulled off right against like. What's the best item in Mario Brothers? The tail, which is awesome.
Okay, but Fallout was this massive game. And that's why I loved it. There were so many different like facets to it. That was just one facet.
Tanuki suit.
Mm-hmm. No, the best item.
I don't know what that means.
Good point.
Firepower.
Super Mario 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down, firepower.
Best game.
Okay.
Fallout wins.
Hands down, firepower.
Fallout 3.
You're still
on to the next.
Oh, yeah. Fallout 3 has got my vote. It's got my vote.
Skyrim versus Star Fox 64.
Bygrim. Online.
I want to see Skyrim go against Fallout 3.
This is the first time I voted for Bygrim, and I'm giving it to Bygrim.
This is also the first time I've voted for Bygrim.
I feel bad. Considering what our podcast is, I feel really bad voting against
Star Fox. It's so good.
Look,
Bygrim! Our podcast is online at facebook.com/orangeonepodcast.
What?
You know what though? Yeah.
And I like my friends again.
The podcast gave birth to Bygrim Online. That was so awesome. That night we just got so drunk. And watched the VGAs record 20 minutes of nothing.
Yeah. Oh, hospital crawl! Oh, look at this guy crawling through the hospital. Fucking idiot. Turns out it's the fucking next biggest game.
Okay, moving quickly to the next round. Pick a number between 1 and 4.
2.
2, 1, 2.
It's trippy, man.
1, 2. Ooh!
Collective thought.
You know what?
Just follow.
How you like me now?
Skyrim has to win. Fallout sucks!
Wind Waker versus... Okay.
Fallout sucks!
Shut up!
Hey, I sold my Fallout.
Okay. So, randomly, we just had a chance to pit Skyrim against Fallout, and we didn't. Randomly, it didn't do that way.
No fault.
Really?
Lose.
Do you guys remember sticking someone in the face with a plasma from across the map? Oh my god.
Alright,
Blood Gulch. I forgot about Blood Gulch.
Blood Gulch, that was Halo 3. Was that 3?
What?
1. No, that was 2.
They changed it to 3.
What was it in 3? What was it called?
A different name.
Caesar's Peak.
My mall. Caesar's Peak.
Coagulation.
Guys, hey, it's time to pick the wild
best
card.
Game of all time.
Okay,
it's time to pick the wild card. The four games that we're voting on are Star Fox 64, Smash Brothers Brawl, Super Mario Brothers 3, and Bad Company 2.
Bad Company 2.
These are for five.
These are for number 5.
What were they again?
Star Fox 64, Super Mario Bros. 3, Super Smash Bros. Brawl, and Bad Company 2.
Star Fox.
Bad Company 2.
Bad Company 2.
Bad Company 2.
Yep,
that's it.
Bad Company.
Bad Company 2, number 5.
All right. Well, I'm deserving.
Well, yeah. Very well. I'm happy with that
one. We're happy with that. Thanks for me. Yeah. Thanks
Bad
for me.
Bad Company.
Okay, so.
Stop it. This is cowboy.
All right, so this is the final round. This is the Battle Royale. This is where it gets. This is where it gets crazy. Mass Effect 2 versus Skyrim.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! It's Mass Effect.
It's Mass Effect 2. It has to be.
And the best sci-fi game.
If I'm getting my chance to state,
it's like, Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2 gets the votes.
Yeah, right. Can we all hold hands and agree?
Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2.
I didn't play it.
I got your hands.
TJ, that's it. That's disgusting.
So
that
you
didn't play Mass Effect 2. Hey, I was gonna borrow one and two. I borrowed one.
Oh my god.
Is it so wet? I'm just rubbing.
So wet.
No. Hold on, guys. TJ, did I not tell you to play two first?
No.
You said, no, I want to start from the beginning. And...
Oh, you might have. I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay.
You were going to give me both games at one point, but it's too hard to go back.
And me too.
I own three. I got to play it still. I haven't...
Play two first.
Definitely. Two is the better game. The much better game.
Three really? Is nothing without two.
Oh. I need to borrow two then.
True story.
Okay, I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, remember talking to Legion? Do you remember talking to Thane?
As we've discussed on this podcast, though, three is very easy to play without two. You remember my... Brother
Grunt?
I am Munt.
Munt.
The only difference is Grunt.
No. I mean, playing the story. We'll talk about it in a bit. When it deserves. Okay, so Wind Waker versus Fallout 3.
Fallout
3. Wind Waker?
Wind Waker.
I can't even say that.
It's a much more complete experience. Dougie.
Wind Waker.
When it comes down to Wind Waker.
Take our thoughts on that, boys. Like,
because of tonight, I'm really, really, really excited to see... The HD remake. Yeah.
It won't be that good, but Wind Waker's probably not
what do you mean? It's the same game.
Assassin's Creed 4
is not a second playthrough
for me. It's going to be.
It's a first playthrough for me.
Assassin's Creed 4 is the worst game.
So it has happened for spots 4 and 3, Skyrim versus Fallout 3.
Bygrim.
Well, hold on.
Skyrim.
This is for numbers 3 and 4.
Bygrim, didn't it?
This is the battle for
spot
numbers
3 and 4.
Oh, I get it.
Bygrim.
Okay, so yeah, this is Fallout 3. This is for number 3 and 4. Fallout 3 versus Bygrim.
I'm going Fallout 3.
Bygrim.
Post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Bygrim. Fallout 3.
Bygrim.
Actually, you know what? I don't even give a shit. Either one of those is a victory. Yes. I don't care. They're made by the same fucking company.
3 and 4.
It's like Ocarina of Time versus Wind Waker. They're just two versions of an equally awesome game. Skyrim's better because it's newer, I guess.
Okay, but guys.
Fallout 3 is awesome.
Come on, Skyrim?
Wind Waker versus Mass Effect 2.
It's got to be...
Mass Effect 2.
Same thing, I don't give a shit. They're both great games. If I had to choose one that could only exist in the world... I'd probably say Mass Effect 2.
Okay.
Mass
Effect 2. Yeah.
Now,
I played either.
Wind Waker, everybody knows about it. Let's take a moment to discuss Wind Waker for a little bit. It's
beautiful.
It's so awesome.
Can I say something? Everybody,
if you ain't heard about it. But Beyonce had one of the best music videos of all time.
If you ain't heard about it.
All right.
Get about it.
Okay, what do you got to say about Wind Waker?
I was going to say, everybody... Like, all you guys, when we go to the States, everyone's kind of,
let's play.
Like, oh my god, you always know where you are, kind of thing. Like, you have a great sense of direction. It's because of Wind Waker. I played Wind Waker with a 2D map on my floor going, huh, where am I in the world right now? I'd look at the map, look up at the screen, and go like, oh shit. And then figure it out and be like, I gotta sail to this island, I go to that island, and just...
I remember you brought that map to my house and tried to get me to make my own.
So what you're saying is the lack of a mini-map.
The lack of a mini-map.
The thing about Wind Waker is probably the sound that is so crazy. Like,
Zelda.
No, like going through like the wind, the seagulls that like chase your boat and stuff like that, and even like when you're climbing, like you got those little mini islands and. Tingles on them. Those little lookouts.
Yeah.
And
dude, like, this you can hear the water. Assassin's Creed 4.
Like you can hear the water going. It's the first time in a Zelda game that the battle opened up to like what do you call them? Parry attacks.
Yeah.
Those parry attacks are essential, and like the bad guys are wearing armor that like you can take off of them and then use against them. It's the first game, it's the first Zelda game where you can use the bad guys' weapons against them as soon as you knock them out of their hands.
The combat system became much more
strategic. It's gorgeous. Like, it's got the graphics alone stand the test of time. Like,
oh, absolutely.
They're making the HD remake, but like you can look at that game and
the it's HD just remake so looks, stylized. Looks worse than the.
No, it doesn't.
It just looks different. It's, you're missing that. You're missing that.
We've seen video.
That's nostalgia, right? Like,
sort of, kind of.
It's just a little bit sharper, and that makes it look less cel shaded, which might be a flaw in the long run.
The game changed the Zelda franchise. Like, Nintendo did a really bold move by making it cel shaded like that, and it changed. Like, Toon Link is a version of Link.
Yeah,
there's two Links now.
Yeah. Also, like, if you didn't guess, you know, like you're going around on the boat. Like, what is his name? A giant red tiger or King Red Tiger or whatever his name or King Red Lion.
The king of.
King of Red Lions or something like that. Yeah. So like you're riding around on him, and then halfway through the game you find out that like, and it's actually in the Hyrule Historia that like this is the timeline where Link dies in Ocarina of Time. Like that spawns out a new timeline where Ganon lives, and that's why Hyrule's been flooded. And mm-hmm. it's like thousands of years after that, and like it's really great. It's just great. It's just an awesome fucking game.
The Hero of Time.
Master Chief would fucking kill Link so fast.
Okay, alright. So, let's talk about Mass Effect 2. Why was it number one on my list? Also, I think it's fun to say that these are the number one and two on my personal list. Kind of happy about that.
Me as well. Rigged.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Rigged. I never win. I don't.
Rigged.
So, Mass Effect 2 starts out with the best video game intro ever. The opening scene.
Getting destroyed by the collectors.
Win you over with that. Shit.
Win you over?
Yeah.
Okay, TJ. Well.
We'll put it on right fucking now.
I do.
It's you agree? Yes.
You're a Final Fantasy fan, so.
Oh, it's the dude, best. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
And I like, fought it off for so long. I was like, fuck this game. I'm sick of these idiots talking about it.
Well, watch the
intro. And one day I was on a ferry, and I heard these kids talking about how much fun the game was, so I went out and bought it. It was $12 at this point.
Where's
and
the ferry?
I was on Toronto. I was going to the Toronto Island.
Also,
so okay, go ahead. You over?
Yeah.
Some who is he instead of your fucking best friends?
Some who is he's we're talking about. Well, I'd never heard them talk about it the way you guys were talking about it. And like now I hear you talk about it all the time because I never gave a shit. I'd hear you guys talking about Mass Effect 2 and start playing Plants vs. Zombies.
Also, it's the fact that it's like, it's this giant experiment in like human psychology. Like you get all these people on your ship and like it's all about going out, finding shipmates. And then just
make
like learning about them, learning
make
about
yourselves
them,
proud,
choosing which ones you like, and like going into their side story as well. Like it's less about Shepard and more about like who your teammates are and like the
what
dialogue.
What are their
like
trust and companionship?
Yeah. Also, like you play through it, you pick like the girl you want to end up with, or
that was
such
a huge part of the game for me. Picking the girl you want to end up with, it was just like,
is it just because you heard a rumor you could bang the girl? Is that what?
No, man, it's awesome. It's fun
TJ,
to like.
It's really cool.
I'm just kidding.
You get so obsessed because you fall in love with these women.
you come back from a mission, you're like, I can't wait to tell Miranda about this or something like that.
I was all about Kelly.
And like, okay, the decisions you make in that game are huge. Like, you can write off something, and then characters from the game are just gone. They're just not in the game anymore. Like Legion, you can choose. Like,
Legion is the best part of that game.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Legion is what I remember most.
Grunt
Legion.
Was what I remember most.
Legion and
Rex.
Thane was very like religious, and that like religious kind of just thought process. Like when you talk to him, he's just like. This is why I'm an assassin. This is why I do this. It's just like...
Also, you can choose to be...
incredible. Who writes this?
Yeah, the writing is amazing.
What was your synopsis of that game? Just like... you're scrolling through the options trying to find the missions. It's like... The Koreans back
the Vorcha.
The Vorcha. No, it's just the... how deep it goes for no reason.
Also, it's got a great ending. Like, not a lot of people like the Human Reaper, but I loved the Human Reaper. I love fighting that thing. Like, the sound effects...
In that
scene. And, okay. The fact that I can play it as a soldier and then go back and play it as a different class of character, and the whole game is different. The whole game feels different.
Vanguard, motherfucker!
Yeah, TJ, you could chalk this up to stupidity, which, you know, whatever. But I was so into the story of that game. Like, the whole time you're building towards this suicide mission, and it gets to the point where it's just like, the things kind of attack your ship, and everyone on the crew is just like, we have to go. We have to go now. And that's basically like going to the last mission, saying like, any story you've done now, whatever, you can't do. But I was so into it, I was just like, we have to go. They attacked us. Get everyone ready. We're launching the mission. I was so into it. And then the game ended, and I was like, Fuck. I fucked it up, and I couldn't go back to my save.
Yeah.
So I had to replay it, but...
So, to recap...
It's awesome, man.
I'm pretty happy with this list. I hope you guys are happy with it. I mean, this is the all-range mode list. We had a chance to discuss our personal list. This is the one, you know, we all discussed.
Did Halo make top 10?
Oh, yeah. Halo 2?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like 6, isn't it?
Yeah, it lost in the top 16, so, and it lost late in that, so I would say it's top 10, yeah. So, way to go. All
right.
So, the honorable mentions were Super Smash Bros. Brawl, Star Fox 64, and Super Mario Bros. 3. Those are 6, 7, and 8. The winners. Bad Company 2, to reflect, deserving. Fallout 3, deserving.
Most def.
Skyrim makes the top 3. Wind Waker, the best Zelda game, the best, arguably the best game franchise that we're going to see.
I'd say
and it's the best one of those.
Take it.
And Mass Effect 3, which is the most important game.
Two.
Sorry, Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, 3...
Mass Effect 3 was fine. Good. It's not
2 was much better.
Yeah. Mass Effect 3 was the best game to come out in 2012.
No.
Sure.
No.
I didn't play Skyrim. I didn't play Far Cry 3.
To come out in 2012.
Skyrim didn't?
No.
Skyrim either way, out, thanks
2011.
Thanks for listening. We really appreciate you sticking through this with us. We hope you enjoyed the episode and let us know what you thought.
Fauno, enjoy your copy of
Fauno, you're now movies. You can now be in the movies.
Yeah, to reflect, you can email us at podcast@allrangemode.ca. Sorry. Our Facebook site is facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast. You can also go to allrangemode.ca to download the episodes. Find us on iTunes under All Range Mode. We plead with you. Let us know everything you think about the show. Give us as much feedback as you can. Tell us we're fucking retarded for voting out Halo 2 and that Dan's the smartest guy in the whole world.
Please tell me that. I'll be your friend. I'll actually hang out with you in real life.
Dan will start sending fucking Blu-rays your way and stuff.
No, yeah, actually, yeah. I'll go to the bar and buy
it. Exhibit.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. All Range Mode out. Oh, wait. Thanks, TJ, for joining us and being the swing vote on this episode.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
We always love when you come out.
I want to have TJ in a harmony with me. And everybody.
Harmony.
All right, I love you guys. Let's do some harmony.
Come on, do the harmony.
All right.
What are we doing?
All range mode out.
Oh.